Blog Talk Radio. Evo in our lives. Oh, yes. Welcome to the Helios Builders Hour, the Book of the Sun. And let me let you know, last week's program was hot, and this one going to be hotter as well. We are going to let you know there's nothing new. Nothing new under the Helios 2021. And guess what? The same play. The same play. Today, I want to thank all y'all who have given us so much information this week. And Brother Jay, that was a good one there. I'll be bringing up some of that information as well to bring into the reality that ain't nothing new under the sun. This whole global takeover has happened on numerous occasions. Obviously, we ain't been reading the Bible properly, obviously. It's all those 12 tribe stories. Just think about it. 12 ruling tribes. All getting these commands from this beyond God. And I told you last week, the ceremony for Isis, the most elaborate on the planet Earth. Isis is the worship deity worldwide under different synonym or synonymous names. You can call it whatever you want. Same individual. Like we told you a long time ago, the goddess bitches are alive. And they come into fruition. Just like we said a long time ago, the hermaphrodite cult is real. It may not be real to you, but that's okay. And we've been having this conversation, and I had some great conversation with a lot of you, my old partner and good brother, you know, what I call Pillar, Brother Lou. We had a great heated conversation. You know, people really get upset when they cannot explain to you why they choose a certain position. And all you ask them is, could you give me? And you know they don't know, because the first thing they ask you, well, you tell me, no, I'm not the one who's going berserk about what's happening in America based on what I'm seeing. You're following every regiment that it takes. If they told you right now, shit green in order to get your life back, y'all will figure out how the way to drink enough green dye to shit green. Y'all say, well, fuck vegetables. I was just going to get some green dye. That's the mentality today. So today's program is going to show you that you're under the same control mechanism that the ancients have given to the rest of the world. And it's nothing new under the Helios. So let's get this program started. Evo, last week you served good and evil. That's in your own alien Bible. You ask yourself, what evil am I serving? And here's those of you who don't understand what's happening. It has been going on right before your very eyes. I'm going to take you to three time frames, past, present, and future. The past gave you the blueprint. And all the older generation seems to do is get mad because the blueprint and foundation was established during your time frame. That's all we're saying. We ain't saying you evil, wrong. We just saying you slipped by this because they were so smooth with it, they knew what they was doing. This is something new that you probably never seen, but it ain't new to those who understand the Helios. It's nothing new under the sun. Now, America is sandwiched between two countries that are trying to destroy it, just like the two pillars. One is British Columbia, a.k.a. Canada. The other one is Mexico. I'm going to say, hola, como esta, to all our Latin friends. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, hola. We appreciate that. We're going to keep it hot because you play a very important role, because right now, everything you do is connected to black people. Just listen to the commercials. We want to get the black and brown communities. Well, you're the brown. You know, you may not be all the way brown, but you are the brown. And so when they lump you together with us, know you in trouble too. Now, we told you months until years ago, because I learned this years ago, even those y'all listening, I should know that, white folks are in deep trouble. They own people, have set their own demise. They don't care if they kill off white folks. You think they care that they're going to kill some white people. They've been killing white people for quite a long time, people. I think the most people killed on the planet Earth, statistically, because it's the part where facts matters. You know, facts matter. I don't care what you've been told about your little 400-year tirade that you come up with every time. Can't go past 400. You can't even talk. You shouldn't even be on the radio. Shouldn't even be talking to nobody. You can't get past 400 years. So, basically, if you look at all the world wars, they have killed their own people. Russia, 11 million in one war. They just killed them all. China killed off probably 80 million people thus far. America, you up there, but you ain't that far up there, because the only people mainly being killed, you claiming, is black. But we looked at statistics, and y'all wouldn't believe this, the police done killed more white people. It just ain't on the news. Now, I'm not making this up. You go do the research, since you can't believe your fellow black person. But I'm telling you, something ain't right. Something ain't smelling right. Now, the death toll has already been purported to you that they want. They want the earth to be under 500 million. That's their own records, etched in stone. Like, you know, the Bible story, like Moses and them, etched in stone. Well, you know, so funny, they sitting up there in Georgia with this decree, etched in stone. Once I found out that all that black land stuff was established by the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam, it kind of made me say, that is so strange. How the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam were buddies during the time of Jim Crow. One of the few groups able to travel throughout the South, all over the place. How they set up temples in Atlanta and, you know, different parts of the country during this time frame. You know, the 60s, because I'm going to take you to the 60s, because this, when I woke up to what's going on in my birth rate, I come in the 60s, and look what I got to come into that leads me into 2021. Now, everybody should know by now, these stones ain't normal. These are some super big, I've seen them personally, they super big, unbelievable size, to be shipped precisionally through the hills of Georgia, and precisely set as a sundial with pure granite etched in seven languages. And you tell me that is not a phenomenon, that it could go in the middle of the so-called black heartland put together by the Ku Klux Klan, the Nation of Islam, in a meeting? I'm supposed to believe. And here's where it gets crazy, how you know the connection is so deep. Because I've seen the name they gave. The name on there is called Robert C. Christian or R.C. Christian. Now, most of us in the cult world took this as to mean Rastacrucian, R.C. Christian. But with due diligence and just doing the facts matter, comes to be that L. Ron Hubbard in 1980 constructed this. This is the guy of Scientology. Here goes the connection. See, that's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. Scientology is connected to the Nation of Islam, just like it was when they got together and said, let's call this the Black Belt. Sure. And we're going to make it sound like you're going to be able to put all your people in Georgia, and you guys can run that nation and call it the Nation, Lost Found Nation of Islam. How about that, guys? And the Ku Klux Klan say, yeah, well, you know, we do want segregation. Yeah, let those niggers, yeah, how about that? That's great. So they did the old shake hand routine, because all of them in the shake hand group, I'm just going to say the shake hand group, because y'all should know what that means by now. And when they shook the hand, they fermented this facade that the land of the blacks are going to be established here in North America without an army. Really? Okay. So, as you can see, there's nothing new under the sun, because now L. Ron Hubbard is connected to the Georgia Guidestone. Now, here goes another connection. Now, I played L. Ron Hubbard before you, and he went to Africa, and you heard what he said about Africa. He was no friends of blacks, but yet he made a handshake today with the Nation of Islam today. I don't know if they still wholly affiliated, but I'm sure there's undercover affiliation going on still. And for that to be happening, he called himself the Antichrist. Now, he personally supervised the construction, it says, under the so-called pseudoname Robert C. Christian. Ain't that some Robert C. And then here's where the connection is. Bill Gates was a Scientologist who took depopulation to heart. And as of today, you are under the ostracism of people who you didn't even elect. That's how you know you don't know what's going on. You never elected Dr. Fauci. You never elected Bill Gates. You pretty much never elected anybody. All been orchestrated. And we've been saying this for years and years and years, but you got to have two sides because it must be a good and a evil. And today, people have taken good and made it sound evil and taken evil and made it sound good. Now, what else before I bring all of y'all in to the Dry Bone Connection panel? What else is taking place? Now, I told you sandwiched between British Columbia and you said between Mexico. Now, I told you white folks don't have a problem killing themselves or killing others as long as they get that population number. And this is global. This ain't just, it's in seven languages. Those seven languages, you better look them up and figure out why those seven. And then to find out that India killed so many of its people. And I said, Africa, we don't even have to go into how many they unkilled. You don't have a whole bunch of information on that one, I'm sure. So basically, it's a killing spree. Mass deaths. Now, here is where it gets crazy. Now, thank y'all for the information, Brother Jay, because I got it for y'all here. I always dig even deeper than what y'all give me because I know it's going to be even more because y'all set me up like, oh, we got to dig. Well, MD, mass death, is what you go to called medical doctor. He's an MD. He performs mass death rituals on you by giving you prescription drugs that do not work. And you end up dying during their prognosis. Now, no one knew. I had a great idea of when they did all this because it's a documentary tell you about marijuana or the history of drugs in America, and you see that drugs were so over-the-counter, cocaine, you name it, over-the-counter in the early 1900s, and the medical doctors didn't have no big play. They were under, but they got funding. See, this is where all this funding come from, like the funding that Black Lives Matter got. When we showed you and played for you that Black Lives Matter was started by a white man from the weather underground and got some black sexually want to be women, I guess. I don't know what they want to be. Sex with women is, hey, I'm not telling you I'm against it because that's ancient. All I'm saying is they hate men for some strange reason. Those type. See, there's a difference between bisexual and lesbian. See, bisexual do both, as you already know. Maybe your wives, boyfriends, I don't know, many of your significant others may be bisexual. But lesbian and gay is strictly that group, women and men. Now, how did he find these women, particularly black? Obviously, they know the age of Aquarius. I mean, it's not like they dumbfounded. I think their books, as many of you scholarly black folks have read. And coming to find out that the MD, medical doctor, is a mass death practitioner, given power over all of the others. He's over herbologists. Yeah, fuck herbologists. I mean, everybody know that you can heal yourself. Your body is designed to heal itself. And food is a major culprit in the so-called demise. And if you watch the great foods of America, you've seen it all. Kellogg's, all this so-called vegetarian people out there. You was told this by white folks that you claim you hate. I think Kellogg, who was a dietitian, and, you know, the food of America was great to watch. I think I should watch that to see what you're eating today and its upcoming. How did it come to fruition? But let's go back to MD. See, MD, and I ain't talking about Mad Dog 2020. I'm talking about the ones you go get the prescription for, and he fills it out for you, and he tells you this, that, this. He's been given glorification. almost on a cult level of hierarchy among the caduceus. See, the herbologists and the root lady and the root man, they were in the same standings in the early 1900s. This is documented through and through. And they can give you whatever, marijuana, Jupiter root, do whatever they thought. The rhinoceros balls that you crush up and put some whatever in, and if it worked, it worked. That's how it was back in those days, all through the earth. But somehow, they got together and said, how can we get over on people? And, of course, the same names that was in the great men of America, the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, and these two groups. Now, they want you to only think that it's this, these two. It's only these few people. They just give you these names, the Carnegies and all that. Of course, it sounds great. It really does. Sounds great. Like they're going to be philanthropists and really help you and really get us together. But it was a demise of all of the practitioners of different magnitudes of knowledge, meaning that if I was an herbologist, I got demoted because the mass death cults, the MDs, who kill more people in 1 month, just add up all who die. See, they want you to think coronavirus is the mass death today. Still today, obesity and heart disease, and you don't even want to hear about cancer no more because you've been COVID out. And it's all done. And you heard the name, Project Veritas. They told you on TV just recently, you know, I had the same argument with family members that they believe the government would never do nothing like this. I even got outrageous black folks now defending the Capitol building, the same building that you've been told at the Million Man March that they sold our ancestors on here. Now you care about a group of white folks wanting to burn the shit down? Now, if that's the case, which you knew it wasn't because they'd have been shot to death, you think they got a problem killing white folks? Just ask David Koresh and them. Just go ask Randy Weaver. Just go ask the BML movement. Remember they was going to take the land from the farmers over there in Idaho and all that? Okay. So killing of white folks should be last on your list. But you should be worried about the mass death doctors who are perpetrating a fraud. Now you saying, where's he getting all this? Of course I get it from the facts, because this is the show where facts matter. We don't just come off the top of our heads. Just like we told you, Prince Charles, the prince said he wanted to be a virus, actually told you this. And of course, did you see how mean they looked the other day? It looked like they're gonna jack some people asses up. I don't think it's gonna be nice over there. They're going to lock y'all asses down over in Europe. And you know why I know they're going to lock you down? Because, see, British Columbia, a.k.a. Canada, and Mexico are being used for finishing off Babylon the Great. That's the cinema name that the alien Bible gave. And all its practitioners of death are riding high. Do you know how much money the practitioners of death, the MDs, the medical death squads, running around pretending to be saving you, and let you know this is all made up. I got the facts right here today. So today, y'all need to look at people who I'm going to be calling out today. People that I'm calling out that y'all never probably even heard of. I mean, really. I'm sure you never heard of Abraham Flexner. I was guided to him just so I was already reading about the person who told about the Spanish flu being man-made. So many of you probably never, Heinrich Mueller, you better look him up, and you better look of Abraham Flexner, because this program is going to prove to you today that is nothing new under the helios. Are y'all ready? Let's get this program started. First of all, it's rough to know that the royal family has been, you know, saying all kind of things for years. Y'all said that they had people, you know, I mean, it's almost unbelievable some of the things that these people have said. And so I'm nervous to the point where it may not be I'm afraid more for the people who don't understand in America. Now, one of the clips, Brother Simeon, y'all heard of the young brother Papa Doc, and I call him, hey, good brother, but this part of that catch-up crew, I'm glad to see they catching up, because a lot of this has been talked about for millennials of what they were going to do. So this young generation, Papa Doc, keep kicking it to them, because the older generation, we ain't gonna have to worry about y'all too much longer. And that includes myself. Because they already recognize that you're not going to listen. You can watch a group of people come on TV and say, you know, we stole the election. We just kept putting COVID on TV all day long, and these dumb assholes believed it. And, you know, hey, all I know is I got a house in Switzerland. This is where they're living at. They're living in Switzerland because Switzerland, they ain't got to wear no mask. Ain't that strange with the Swiss banks act, where all y'all so-called black conscious community people talking about, we got to go to Switzerland, to the bank of neutrality, the bank of sovereignty. You know, really, we're going to a Scandinavian country to get justice. And then the biggest hoax this week, to get your mind off it, they're going to have another congressional hearing. A hearing, all that means is we all agree. It didn't say it was going to be a law for reparations. And they get the same old blacks. This one, Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, you know, she ought to just sit her ass down, let the people wear masks, let them wear masks, let people do what they're going to do. But see how they are? They're going to have you believing that you're going to get reparations. Now, how are you going to get reparations is the question if America going bankrupt, supposedly. Now, economically, we got Bitcoin going on today. I got so much stuff I'm going to hit on today. I'm about to bring all y'all in 5 minutes. Get ready. But they got so much propaganda coming that you won't be able to think. You got DMX funeral coming up next. He'll be all worried about that. And, you know, but all the rappers, you know, ain't even living like you, but they taking up your cause. What cause can they possibly take up when they living next door to Black Lives Matter in a white neighborhood? We got Rick Ross down here buying mansions up where we can't even go but to clean up. You know, I'm supposed to be impressed by that shit because you could buy a mansion that I can't go over to, but you're going to put it on like you're doing so much for the black community because I can eat chicken wings. Man, we got to be the most unbelievable people, but that's okay because you've been made through DNA, which is about to be enhanced. Those who took the shot already, hate to tell y'all this. It's real. By the end of this program, all facts will matter. Maybe not to you, but it will matter when you see your conditions, which is coming. Canada will be talked about in a few, but I'm going to just give a special shout out to Prince Philip. He told you. Prince Philip told you what he plans to do when he dies, what he plans to come back as. You better listen.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. If where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Not your guess.
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilization to greater availability of contraception. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think that could be described as voluntary family limitation.
Mutation. Now, British Columbia, which is aka Canada, which sits across all of you who are in those regions, like Buffalo, Illinois, all y'all on the Minnesota, all y'all next to Canada, they already have been put into lockdown enhancement phase three. I'm going to tell you what phase, I gave it to you, I'm going to show you again. Now, the virus has already been mutated because he's been dead. They showed you, he ain't seen his ass for a couple weeks. And that spectacular funeral, you know, but nothing compares to ISIS, nothing. But the third enhanced lockdown, look what it says, full travel restriction will be imposed. including provinces and inner city. This is Canada. This is what Canada about to go through. They want to confiscate all our property in exchange for guaranteed income. Oh, my God. Guaranteed income. Now, how many of you know in your family right now so happy to get a check for free? They don't even want to go to work. They say they can't even find people for jobs now because they want this income for free. But you got to give up something. You think they're going to give you some free? You can't even get no free pussy. Don't act like you're going to get some free money. You got to pay for the pussy you sleep with every day. Talking about some form of fashion, through mental or physical repatriation. They want to confiscate it to guarantee you universal income, but they say guaranteed income. And yes, they have a stronger virus plan. It's been called Project COVID-19, mutation and co-infection with a secondary virus. Now they're saying you got to have 3 virus shots. When you hear this word called COVID-21, it is on and popping then. So if you hear that word, COVID-21, that'll be the 3rd wave with a much higher death mortality rate and higher rate of infections. All this is supposed to be throwing down in Canada within this next phase. I have more on that. The second phase of this is Mexico, with open border policies put in place. And I know it's right brain, left brain, so whatever you want to call it, but the party of the right brain, left brain, wants to have an open border society based on your boy, George Soros. Now, I named a bunch of stuff now. I'm going to jump in with y'all because right then and there should give you enough ammo to show you where this program is going. The incarnation of Prince Philip already took place. The opening of the portal of ISIS already has taken place. And all I can see is black folks and the brown folks getting commercials from celebrities to take the shot. Welcome to the Helios. We're about to catch fire. 855-466-1-7472. We bringing y'all in. Jump in.
What's going on?
White sacrifice. Neely Fuller Jr., white sacrifice. They will sacrifice their own to keep the system going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. The statistics prove that. Neely Fuller loved it, brother. He put that book out there, comprehensive report on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's actually looked up. I didn't even realize that. I was looking at all the death rates, the mass deaths. And it's amazing how many people Russia are killed in China, in India. The United States is not even close to them yet.
Hey, boss.
I said yet.
Hey, boss. Can you hear me?
Go. I'm listening.
Hey, good brother. Now, was this about on our end with the different zones that we have? You know, now, was this a part of the NAFTA collaboration, the inception of NAFTA that was brought in by
North
Atlantic Free Trade Agreement? Mm-hmm. And was this a part of that, bringing us into that fold, what they did with Papa Bush? HW, you understand? So, you know, everything is slowly incremental. You know, the turtles are in large effect. And what we see today is just the compilation of what they told us years ahead. And it's coming to, fruition, bro.
Now, y'all heard Earl Ron Hubbard. I got you 7472. Earl Ron Hubbard. Now, the Georgia Guidestones, we all knew that name was made up. I said it again. I find it almost unbelievable that the same groups that gave the definition called the Black Land or the Black Belt is the same group that's responsible for the Georgia Guidestones, the Scientologists, the Ku Klux Klan, and the Nation of Islam. Because the Nation of Islam is connected right now to Scientology, the same guy. Who, I mean, how do we take that as a people when we find out these foretold facts.
But see, when we deal with our people and their lack of knowledge, like this sister who is a so-called proclaimed Marxist, right? Those are the family on the line. They know that a real Marxist, he's like you giving all your goods like the Robin Hood, you steal from the rich and you give to the poor. That was the Robin Hood. That was the Marxist concept. You steal right. from the rich and you give to the poor. And when we right. look back at Robin Hood and what he stands for, when they were baiting us up with that, that's Marxism. So you're a self-proclaimed Marxism, but you're buying property in none of your people in the neighborhood that you're buying these properties, but you're a self-proclaimed Marxist. But people are not getting that. So
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
They say that.
Yeah.
That's just the whole
but
thing.
But your Black Lives Matter.
Black, if your Black Lives Matter, and then you telling me that you, the white man is this, and they got systemic racism, and you buy properties next to white people that's supposed to be systemically racist, that just don't add up in the mind of a retard. A retard should say that don't sound right. But I guess not. Go ahead,
747. Since we're on the topic of BLM, real quickly, let's talk about what's going on over here in the United States. They're agitating these riots now because of all these different shootings. And then you had mentioned earlier about some type of dynamic, whatever, between black and brown people. I'm going to say this now, and I'm talking to all your Mexican, Hispanic, Latino listeners. Don't fall for that bullshit with that 13-year-old that was supposedly
right.
shot here by the police.
Right.
Because my question is one thing, not to be disrespectful to the brother's family, what the fuck is you doing out 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah,
why are you out there?
No, hold on. Let's go with that premise, because all this goes together. So you have nothing new in the sun. If you get a young person and he in your household with a gun, he 13, hanging with a 21-year-old felon, shooting going on. Now, either we using the kids again, like the scriptures say, the children will be sacrificed. They don't care about no damn children. They putting the children out now to go. Most adults in the game is using kids to sell everything. We got people here in Florida just beat up a young boy who was a faggot out there selling some little, what these little rubber kids doing, looking all funny because they've been promoted by Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade and all the black celebrities who got their kids running around here wanting to do. So these kids are running rampant. So the parents ain't got no power. Whoever them parents are, most respected that you couldn't do nothing. It's a sad state of mind when your kid can run around at 3 o'clock in the morning with a gun robbing people. But you know, this is why. Now, here's let's get deep with that. Black folks act like they're going to skip that part. They're going just for the killing. Show you they brainwashed. Forget about what the boy doing out there. He could have shot your daughter, your son. Then you would have had a heart attack then. Oh. But now it's the perfect storm. It has to be a black and white death. That's a sacrifice. Black and white. The table,
they
had
already started boarding up the businesses, bruh. They got the streets of sanitation trucks out there now barricading on the strip malls.
Now,
and don't
I'm
be surprised that they let that police officer off of Minnesota. I hope I'm wrong, but don't be surprised.
You ain't wrong. Because Minnesota already proved you ain't wrong. Minnesota proved you ain't wrong. Minnesota, they using the same states. Then they're going to show Prince on TV. See, all this is a sacrifice because Prince's ass was killed. So all they doing is running around showing the same. Now they put Prince on 60 Minutes to get your mind. You know, Minnesota. You know, Minnesota burn their asses up, but the white folks don't mind, like you just said, and we're gonna prove it today with facts. Killing themselves to reach this number is amazing. 500. Remember, their goal, everybody, is a population under 500 million. That's the global list number.
And we in the year of the 5-2.
Yeah. Ain't that amazing? I mean, they got now. This is all etched in Georgia, the so-called black land, so-called. That's what I'm gonna say, so-called, because it's nowhere near the truth. And if anybody could sit there and explain to me how Scientology and the Nation of Islam could get together after knowing the concept of Scientology, you got to explain that one too. That's why Farrakhan will never be touched, because he's with it. They ain't touching nobody who is with the agenda. Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, Crump, all the blacks that's in it, you can see it. Celebrity, Shaq, I love basketball to death, but you ain't going to tell me Shaq, Kenny Smith, Charles, all them. No, because they rich. And if you rich, I don't give a fuck if you gave pay for somebody's wedding. What that got to do with the agenda? See, what they do is they do little acts of good. Oh, I'll pay for DMX's funeral. Oh, really? You're going to pay? That's going to make me feel better about what they're about to do to us, because you paid for DMX's funeral. Oh, I paid for three people to get a free college education. Oh, really? Well, they got to get vaccinated because you told them that vaccinations is cool. So now they're going to get vaccinated just to go to the college that you're going to give them this so-called money for. See, this is a game, y'all. It's a game, and nothing new is under the helios. But I got some stuff that's going to blow this shit out the water, because when you hear from their own mouth, just like you heard from Prince Philip, who just told you, I'm going to come back as a virus and mutate. I mean, how more can you get? How much more can you take before you say, let's wake the fuck up? I don't know if it's going to happen, at least not in my lifetime, especially since Switzerland does not have to wear any mask. Go look it up, everybody. Switzerland, you know.
Isn't CERN in Switzerland also?
Yes, CERN's in Switzerland also. Thank you, bro. Yeah, isn't that strange? They don't have to wear a mask. They're living life the freeway. Then you got Snoop Dogg and them. And Zoe and all these people with corona, and just chilling is the cool life now. Yeah, chilling is the cool life now. You know, this is what they feeding you, and this is what you're taking in, and this is why we're toxic. And they said they're going to get rid of all toxic people. Hey, what do they mean by that? Go ahead, 7472, jump in. I'm about to get some more clips together. Go ahead.
You spoke about Dr. Abraham Flexner. And
yes,
the report that he did for Carnegie, because
yes,
at the time when he did this report, you know, a lot of us understand our history. Daniel Hale Williams was the first open heart surgery, and he opened up Providence Hospital back in 1883. But what he did from that was is that they start we had opened up like 147 medical schools that we began to teach and teach our own doctors and nurses. When he did that report, 2 years after that, there were 147 medical schools, and when the report came through, they closed, shut down to where there was only two. Howard and Meharry were the only two institutions that were teaching our people the science of our medicine. And so what you saw was is for them doing the MDs, they were creating to where, no, you're not going to be able to do your own people's medicine, troll. And we're seeing this is in what we're seeing, because how many black-owned hospitals is there in the United States?
I don't think it's none, because ain't none in my states I've been to.
You're correct. Zero. So
and they laying off doctors now anyway. They're getting rid of them.
But most of the doctors that they're bringing in are from other countries. And so what we're looking at, the medical industry, what you just said, the mass death industry, because a hospital is a hospice where you send people to die. And so what we're looking at is this is their way in which their genocidal process is continuing. So what you just touched on was perfectly right, because they're looking at getting what's on those stones, that 500 million. That's what their agenda is, because this is Agenda 21, Step 1, Agenda 2030, and 2050. And so what the agenda is to depopulate by inoculation, to depopulate the nations.
Now, again, during the time of these great schools, like you just said, who was behind Tuskegee, one of the funded schools? I looked all this up, too, and I realized that here we go again. Now, our doctors, I told you we're on the same level. It was no people that if you went to a root person, you was perfectly in your right, because they were considered qualified in that profession, or herbologists or any other so-called practitioner art. So basically, they got paid off again and again. Same scenario. Let's pay them off. Now, since he brought the man up, listen to this story. Anybody to tell me that you don't understand after this that he just told you, and all y'all on this line know, mass death. Many of you have went to these mass death doctors. I have too. And you find out they don't have no love for what you say. If you say, nah, I don't agree with, they act like you said something wrong, like you my authority. And they've been given authority.
But,
totally.
Especially at the VA.
But what
when
you were talking about Scientology, because Brad Pitt is a part of Scientology. He's a billionaire with Scientology, very popular. But he just married this woman named is Neri Oxman. Neri Oxman and Brad Pitt just got married expecting their first child. Neri Oxman is a professor at NIT that has designed a way in which she can take melanin and use it as insulation over buildings, and this is what that her science is looking at. And who is persons on the planet with the most melanin, the brown or the black?
If you
look on the stock exchange, look what melanin sells for. It's more than gold.
Yeah. In some cases, but look what they're doing with it. They injecting it to themselves, and whatever this is may not be beings, because basically what they need to insulate themselves from, what, the sun? And if this is the case, who taught them this and how far does it go? But my point again, and I make it all clear, because what we're saying is so factual, it's unbelievable. Hope y'all listen to all this who are on the line, want to jump in this conversation, 515-605-9343. Get on there because we're getting ready to get hotter. This is Abraham Flexner. Go ahead.
Yeah, a book is just published by Harriet A. Washington. You can see her on YouTube. It's called A Medical Apartheid.
Apartheid. Yeah,
the Dark History of Medical Experimentation on Black Americans in the Colonial Times to the Present.
Yes.
She writes
the
whole
best.
History of the
She's
experiments the that we have been for this country.
Well, I mean, if she told us this, why is she revered? Because it's our people. See, our people don't want to hear this. Most of them are scared to hear this, and you are of the bones. We call it the dry bones because it ain't many people who want to hear this facts about what took place, but here is the facts. Abraham Flexner, hear it for yourself.
Abraham Flexner, November 13, 1866. September 21, 1959, was an American educator, best known for his role in the 20th century reform of medical and higher education in the United States and Canada. After founding and directing a college preparatory school in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, Flexner published a critical assessment of the state of the American educational system in 1908 titled The American College, A Criticism. His work attracted the Carnegie Foundation to commission an in-depth evaluation into 155 colleges and universities across the United States and Canada. It was his resultant self-titled Flexner Report, published in 1910, that sparked the reform of medical education in the United States and Canada. Flexner was also a founder of the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, which brought together some of the greatest minds in history to collaborate on intellectual discovery and research. Biography. Early life and education. Flexner was born in Louisville, Kentucky on November 13, 1866. He was the sixth of nine children born to German Jewish immigrants, Esther and Moritz Flexner. In 1886, at age 19, Flexner completed a Bachelor of Arts in Classics at Johns Hopkins University, where he studied for only 2 years. In 1905, he pursued graduate studies in psychology at Harvard University and at the University of Berlin. He did not, however, complete work on an advanced degree at either institution. Personal life. Flexner had three brothers named Jacob, Bernard and Simon Flexner. He also had a sister named Rachel Flexner. The success of Abraham Flexner's experimental schooling allowed him to help finance Simon Flexner's medical education at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He proceeded to become a pathologist, bacteriologist, and a medical researcher employed by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research from 1901 to 1935. Flexner also financed his sister's undergraduate studies at Bryn Mawr College. Jacob ran a drugstore and used the profits from selling the establishment to attend medical school. He then practiced as a physician in Louisville. Bernard pursued a career in law and later practiced in both Chicago and New York. In 1896, Flexner married a former student of his school, Anne Lazier Crawford. She was a teacher who soon became a successful playwright and children's author. The success of her play Mrs. Wiggs and the Cabbage Patch funded Flexner's studies at Harvard and his year abroad at European universities. The couple had two daughters, Jean and Eleanor. Jean went on to become one of the original employees of the United States Division of Labor Standards. Eleanor Flexner became an independent scholar and pioneer of women's studies. In addition to contributions by his brother Simon, their nephew, Louis Barkhouse Flexner, January 7, 1902, March 29, 1996, was founding director of the Mahoney Institute of Neurological Sciences at the University of Pennsylvania and a former editor of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Death. Flexner died in Falls Church, Virginia, in 1959 at 92 years of age. He was buried in Cave Hill Cemetery in Louisville, Kentucky. Career experimental schooling. After graduating from Johns Hopkins University in 2 years with a degree in classics, Flexner returned to Louisville to teach classics at the Louisville Male High School. 4 years later, Flexner founded a private school in which he would test his growing ideas about education. Flexner opposed the standard model of education that focused on mental discipline and a rigid structure. Moreover, Mr. Flexner's school did not give out traditional grades, used no standard curriculum, refused to impose examinations on students, and kept no academic record of students. Instead, it promoted small learning groups, individual development, and a more hands-on approach to education. Graduates of his school were soon accepted at leading colleges, and his teaching style began to attract considerable attention. The American College, in 1908, Flexner published his first book, The American College. Strongly critical of many aspects of American higher education, it denounced, in particular, the university lecture as a method of instruction. According to Flexner, lectures enabled colleges to handle cheaply by wholesale a large body of students that would be otherwise unmanageable and thus give the lecturer time for research.
In he said wholesale. Wholesale. I'm going to leave because it's long. It's deep as hell. Wholesale. Did y'all hear the names of the people involved with how many times did we hear John Hopkins? Ain't that the same?
What is John Hopkins famous for?
Yeah, yeah.
Henrietta Lacks cells were that's where Henrietta Lacks cells did the surgery on her.
Just before Henrietta Lacks, think about it. Just before Henrietta Lacks, they was already doing this stuff. Just like you said, right. Harriet Washington said that they were doing it. So they was already practicing on us, already practicing on themselves as well, not just us, all groups. He was in Canada. He's in Canada. Hold on. Let me make my point, please. Listen to the names. Canada, we understand Canada. Started off with Canada. Then Johns Hopkins Hospital. Same thing where the COVID viruses seminar was taking place. It was sponsored by Johns Hopkins Hospital for the COVID Agenda 21. That's where it was located. All this is the same group. And, of course, Henrietta Leakes. But they way beyond Henrietta Leakes now. Please. They are way beyond Henrietta Leakes. That's just something that they had experiment on. Unfortunately, no repercussion or no reparations to their family. So hearing about it is upsetting to me because they all made so much money off that thing is unbelievable. Now They ain't even talking about Harriet Lee. They talking about something else. They talking about totally changing the whole body structure, and they're going to do it. It's already happening. You already took the shots. And look what else they said they were over. I mean, they're not Germany. Here we go with Germany again. Same group. Same group. I'm not, I couldn't make this up if we tried. If we tried, we couldn't make this up. It's almost a movie. Now, how do we go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, but what you're saying is that all of those institutions that they're talking about founded themselves on, number one, on the captivity of us as a people, but they use, and an excellent book is Ebony and Ivory, how those institutions founded themselves by medical schools, especially by grave robbing and taking cadavers and killing of our people, using them for their medical experiment.
They're doing it now, man. It's not even, let's just think about, so you're still in 400 years. Let's get out of 400 years. You don't think they was doing medical research before they came with all this? They knew about how to take the skulls out of people's head. This ain't nothing new. Nothing's new under the helio. So obviously, before the 400 years, I'm sure our people had surgery being done. I'm positive about it. I'm factually positive. Prior to the so-called
Marion Sims used OBGYN. He's the father of gynecology. They just started taking his statues down because they gave him the recognition and found out all of the things
y'all
he learned about gynecology.
Our people want the statues down. See, that's how you. That's why I'm glad you made that point. See, if you take down all the white people's statues, you will never find us. That's a fact. Just look up all the white folks. It's going to lead you to all that because, again, I didn't get to the part where y'all should look them up. See, go to the part of Flexner when it got to the black people part. It's in there. I just wanted to hear y'all his worldly accolades. It's in there. How about your boy Roebuck from Sears and Roebuck, the owner of that, Julius Rosenthal. Julius Rosenthal name popped up. Everything's in Chicago, too. I hope y'all heard that. All the studies are in Chicago. I wonder why. Strange. Yet the same story. Ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new. I mean, so what is it that we can't comprehend is my question. If it's the same story.
I'm gonna say this. Everybody on this line pretty much comprehends it. It's just the people that's outside the scope of show that doesn't. It's like one of the this is just me.
No, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I'm not going to sit up there and waste my time and energy for somebody who don't want to listen to the fact. I got better shit to be worrying about, you know.
It's
unfortunate. It could be your coworkers, your family. Look, you talk about your family members, your neighbors. Remember I told you a few months ago, last year, my neighbor got mad at me because I'm outside cutting the grass and I have a mask on. And I'm like, come on, really? So I ain't got time for this damn ignorance with our people. I don't give a damn what color you are.
Right,
you know, sometimes you got to leave them where they at.
Yeah, now, that's my point. Now, but still, it's still a process of finding people because, yes, you on the line with us in different programs, but once you get off this line, you go back to the matrix, the real world, because this is almost like a release of what's going on in the real world. So basically, when we leave this, and that's where I want to get to. How do we now deal with being told, do we stand by the sideline or do we go along with the program or do we say, nah, man, we ain't with these type of stringent effects on my life because it's going to catch all of us. It's not going to be where you ain't going to be caught up. As long as you in urban life, if you ain't a recluse right now, if you in urban life, you're going to face this shit as soon as you get off the phone. So it ain't no escaping it. Now, the question is, how do we deal with so many factors of what we're doing? Now, our reinforcement for all of us here is each other because we confirm it, but there's other people listening. That's why I keep saying I'm leaving y'all open so people can hear y'all because it's being listened to. And people just listening, it affects the brain because it takes them out of that trance sometimes. All you need is a certain talk. It'll take them out of that trance. I mean, I don't know how y'all found out about it, but to me, it was like a trance. I was like, damn, this, and I knew it was more. But we're fighting a lot of facts. I'm going to get y'all in there. Are we fighting also a mindset of people that some of us are only in 400-year mindsets? Then we got those who say, let's look at the whole picture. So are we able
Not even 400 years. It's like I get in this, when that argument discussion with people who can't look past 1965. They can't go past what the so-called civil rights movement. And like I said, people like that, when certain people get to a certain age, you can't tell them nothing. And I'm not going to sit up there and waste my time and energy with people like that. They stuck in that mindset. You got to let them be.
Now, you're going to meet some other people. Now, how many of y'all, like, for instance, you just heard what I just said about the implementation. I'm going to show you what's coming. If an implementation comes where they say, we'll give you a guaranteed check. Now, it may not be you, but what if y'all with people that y'all, everybody in the same household don't have the same mindset. So that's another thing that's happening.
That's true.
We got everybody. We got many people in the same household. That's where your stress comes from. So, yeah. You almost have to cut yourself off.
By myself, so.
Yeah, myself included. But at the same token, I'm saying once I leave my four walls, I meet a lot of people that they know how we talk. They know how we are. They even ask us questions. They probably ask y'all questions. I mean, y'all knowledgeable as hell on this line. So I'm sure people are asking y'all, what you think about this? And then when you give it to them, they won't really argue, but they just look scared and stereotyped. Now, what happens when this event take place? This is where we at. Let's go with that. Brother Kwame, you know all about it. You live in that area. A lot of people talking about y'all area changing. The demographics is changing. How do we approach the conversation we having now with, say, a Henrietta Leaks, that we are able to even go into debating about it? But some people don't even know how the DNA cells work. Yet many blacks of our family work in hospitals. Brother D works at the VA. He sees everything possibly that's going to take place in the future in the medical field. I don't see it stopping if we don't go back to trusting the old practitioners again, because it seems like we lost that trust where I remember growing up. I'm not that old that people were actually going to the drugstore, which was the root people. That was real.
Right. In your own neighborhood.
In your own neighborhood. Now, the question I always ask us, this is the same program that possibly took them out that we're talking about today with Henry Flexner. Many people don't even know who Henry Flexner was and how deep it was until I got one. I said, I didn't even know. I said, my God, this dude is the same dude that did this, that. And I got to every name that I named earlier, the Rosenthal. And if y'all don't know who Julius Rosenthal is, for those of you in the Morris Science Temple, Julius Rosenthal gave Noble Drew Ali and his second in command, which was the driver, the chauffeur for Rosenthal, he brought them their first temple, a white man.
Wow.
Yeah, go look him up. Go look him up. See, that's why
that clip you played, that goes back and asks the question, who was really controlled the so-called historical black colleges then?
Right. Now, we're dealing with people today who are in power from these schools that you just heard the man. See, I'm giving you the foundation. I can't give you no more than that. That's all everybody else will use, how you use the foundation to build on. But that is like Henrietta Leaks probably got him in the book. I guarantee it. If I look up I got it right here, Henrietta Watch, I bet I probably find his name in there, because once he jumped over to that era, the Carnegies and them, and I tell you, this is what we don't like to talk about. Now, the Tuskegee, all your black colleges. You just said Dr. Nathan Hale. We know through history our people were doing brain surgeries. In the Civil War, it was Civil War black doctors. Martin Delaney tells you that. And he was in the Civil War. He was a Masonic in the Union Army. We know it exists. My question to everybody like that is, what's happening right now is, if we was doing all this stuff, when did we take the handshake? That's how we're going to find out how to get out of this. When did we take that handshake to go along? See, that's the key we don't like to talk about. When the black man is in his hand.
The black knights.
Don't even go that far. Because like he just said, let's just go back to where that man said, the 1900s, all the black folks was Masons. Black folks had. You should have seen Chicago.
But remember, bro. Everybody grip is different. You understand that there are brothers and sisters or brothers that just go the grips on the hand. And then you have our Latino brothers with the true, real grip.
Yeah, but you taught that. Everybody should know the true grip anyway, just that some don't use it and some use it only on special occasions. You know that as well as I do. And you see that many of our people who have given the grip. So if your mayor is of these schools, she's in a fraternity. That means you just said, he said small groups. That's the Bible story. Small groups. I'm just showing you the same story. Ain't nothing changed. Small groups. That's why I tell y'all, we don't need a lot of people. Just small
it's
groups.
Not just, it's not just the mayors. It's your vice presidents.
All of them. Right. Your vice presidents, all of them in this type of fraternity order. And these fraternity orders don't care about the... Now, listen to the black ones now. I'm going to give the black people a little...
That's your bourgeoisie class, Negro.
But this name by them.
But those
now,
grips may be different. Those grips may be a little bit
different. They might be different. They might be different. Now, let's go with that because here we got a group today already fraternalized. We got rappers, those who believe in the rap world. Most of our kids and children, whatever you want to call them, offsprings, whatever y'all call your progeny, you got to tell me why they out late at night before I should be getting sympathy for what took place. Because if your kid was told to you that there was going to be a sacrifice, not go for all our kids. All our kids don't believe how we think on this phone, but most of our kids know how we think. So basically, if your kids now are going to take on the mantle of this new generation, in many ways, they have already separated themselves from the older generation. That's why we got total chaos going on because the older generation.
But look at this though. Look at all this. The police involved shootings with blacks and Latinos. We've been talking with in the past 10 years. Every case, the parents, the mother, whatever, got paid off.
Paid off every case,
and I won't be surprised with this situation with the Latino brother that got killed. The city gonna pay him off.
Now let's go with that because are y'all jumping? All y'all mics are open. Ain't taking nobody out. I just asked y'all if y'all going to do moves, just mute yourself. But let's go with Breonna Taylor's mother. We just heard Breonna Taylor's mother. We're going to take back to going back to the present. She said Black Lives Matter ain't doing shit for them. This is
right.
Breonna Taylor. So I'm trying to figure out where is the disconnect from the black mindset. If they, are we that far? Not y'all on the line. I get it.
But see, the disconnect wasn't with Breonna Taylor. It wasn't until the money. Now, see, I'm gonna give you a different perspective, right? Okay, for the gun toters of America, the NRA, and those who carry concealed weapons, right? You can conceal, but there are certain steps when you conceal and when you fire off your personal firearm, as we saw in the George Floyd case. Now, see, he did everything correct because when you fire off, you make sure you empty your clip if you say you fear for your life. And he did everything correct, and it is also a part of that procedure as far as, like, you defending yourself. I'm just giving a basic synopsis, right? Now, but it still doesn't preclude you from being sued. And that's why a lot of gun owners, they get insurance or they are encouraged to get insurance because as we see in Trayvon's case, she was talking all that rah, 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 rah stuff. But then on the back end, her and the father, who they were already separated, as we know, Tracy, whatever.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm.
They got over $1 million and some. And once they got that money, it was a wrap. Now you running for city council and you running for all this stuff, and so the money is the hush money, and you settled for peanuts. And your son isn't even here now. And so when you bring that, same synopsis to what we're talking about now about Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor's mother, she really didn't start going off until she really probably peaked it and say, damn, you know, y'all so-called black man is lying. Y'all talk about this, but y'all ain't really did nothing. Y'all just used me as a poster, my daughter as a poster child, for whatever your movement was. And so that's when she got to the point where she started saying, but other than that, she would have hushed.
Now,
we wouldn't have heard
the peep. Let's go with the money game. The money game was $93 million, was brought in through Black Lives Matter chapters. And many of the chapters are complaining they haven't received anything in their chapters to keep all this going. So what they're doing, again, is upset about the money. Absolutely. Upset about that money. But you see how, what you just said earlier, I hope y'all are listening. I'm not saying the tragedy does not take place. I see 4853. I'm going to bring you in a minute. 4853, I'm about to bring you in. The question that you just brought up is the money game so powerful that once your child is killed, now let's be honest, the Mexicans are supposedly, according to what's being read, and I go to Mexican magazine, I talk to Mexican people. A lot of Mexican people don't want them over here either. But it looks like the cartels are ruling and sending the kids over as bounty sheep. I mean, just send them over with all the stuff. They know they're going to be taken in. Same concept here. The America know that we got a gangster.
So who's allowing that to happen, though?
That's my point. You're hitting on the nose. That's why we on this program, so we can give the people what they should be looking at. They're listening. What groups? Because they think it's all about the race game, but it ain't. The race game is a money-making hustle. I know we have 400 years of bad luck here, but we didn't all have all bad luck. See, that's the whole concept. They want us all to believe that we didn't have guns during that time. We had guns. How you thought the West was won if we ain't have guns? You know, we only went against other black folks because they needed the other blacks because the whites could not beat them. If you want to be really honest.
And then thinking about what Sister Keela always talks about, and it's about economics. It's about the new economics, the new slave gonna. We gotta think about our kids, because remember now how many immigrants have come here so far, and they're just being allowed citizenship. Now when we deal with the Latinos down here in South Florida, even the Latinos are mad about it, because they say themselves, like, look, I came over here. I work, blah, 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 blah. I'm 10 years, even though they undermine the whites and us as far as taking pennies on high. When they start taking pennies on dollar, the whites start moving out, and they say, okay, y'all can have at it. And then the blacks were left to fend for themselves. But then when the blacks got double-crossed and they gave it to Latinos, and because remember, when I was going to school, and see, this is why the Latinos don't like the African-Americans down here today, because when I was going to school, like every other, say, whatever, Friday or whatever, they was beating up Latino kids, and they had to try to ensure their safety of getting on those school buses. But they got double-crossed on the end because, see, after McDuffie rise, a lot of the African-Americans thought, like, okay, I've been over here before, y'all. I've been here. I'm supposed to be next in line at the table. But they did the reverse as they exit and moved in the central northern parts of Florida,
yeah.
And they let the Latinos have at it. And see, and when we think about it, that was the coalescing of the NAFTA from Papa Bush and all that. We can let this be the beacon of light for Central Latin and all the Americas south
now,
of that Caribbean border. And
let's
that's why they fuck now.
That's why let's go with that, because again, I got down here and I know part of it. See, the only reason I'm bringing this up, because regardless, after you get off this line, you still must go to the stores, you still must go to these places, you still must live in the matrix. You only going in and out the matrix now because we on the line that we all pretty much is agreeing. But let's take this conversation to where he just said, in your area, and y'all in regions, everybody's in a region still. So your region is being inundated by groups now, just like I told you, during World War One, Two. It's the same playbook as World War One and Two. You just move everybody into these different concentrations of land, and then we'll hoard them up with a bunch of people. Now, once you hoard them up with a bunch of people, the resources are going to become depleted, mainly, because you're fighting for resources right now, even if you go to the grocery store.
And what does that do for our kids? Our kids got to learn a language, and the new workers are going to be taking less than nothing. So we're going to be out of the mix.
Yeah, well, y'all love talking about our leaders, but the ones that told us all this, Dr. Claude Anderson, Delbert Blair, Neely Fully told you this. This is stuff that I was a kid when Neely Fully came out, I was telling y'all this, and that's why I get upset sometimes with that generation who your own people told you at your age today. Neely Fully, old as hell, kicking it live, still kicking. See, that's why that was an inspiration to me. See, I'm where, if you older now and still can't see this, I really am sad because, like, wow, y'all was the ones where the plan was done to. They did the plan. I wasn't even born until 62. They had already implemented how to get us to do whatever they wanted.
But here's the thing about that. Okay, we can get over that. Nobody taught us. But since we know this now, we teach it to our kids, if only if they're going to accept it. If not, we got to keep moving on. If it ain't our kids, somebody else's kids. That's all we can do that, because now it's not really about us. It's going to be about our future, our kids and grandkids, whatever. So go ahead and put the information in them and keep it moving.
Y'all doing it already. Most of y'all are trying to do or are doing it, whatever the case may be. Much applause, because it takes a lot to even keep this conversation going, even amongst the conscious, which is our biggest battle, is the conscious community, because the conscious community has a lot of play. They on TV now. I watched the Griot station. Love it. I mean, if y'all didn't see Cotton come to Harlem yesterday, y'all been, oh, my goodness. That was, oh, my. Garfield Cambridge. Remember the good old day, Garfield? We used to see ourselves beating the man in those movies. All those movies, we was beating the man. And I started watching it even deeper now. It comes on every day. I said, let me watch this and really analyze it. I said, man, what a hell of a play. What a hell of a play. We got all Garfield Cambridge, Raymond St. Jacques. All of them was young. Everybody was young. We had Tony Fargus. Now, you look at what took place, and that same thing y'all just said about Trayvon and Mama is what Hollywood did to our actors. Yeah, they might protest to our athletes. They might protest, but the ultimate goal is to get you to take a what? What's the ultimate goal of most of our celebrities? Let's get some question answers. Go ahead, 4853, you on here?
Should take that damn shot.
I'm glad you said it before.
What I would like to speak to, I like to go back to what he was talking about Trayvon's parents and the money, and then his father, father going into politics. Mm-hmm. You look at the Hollywood agenda in the music industry. That's the thing that brings people to the next level. It's those rituals. Somebody got to die. It's some form of power, some form of demonstrating that you're willing to do anything you will to get to where, you know, they want you to be and you want to be, you know.
Yeah, ask Puffy.
Right, going back to the Helios Biblios, you know, in the New Testament, they asked Jesus, Abba, whoever, should we be taxed? And he said, show me the money. Whose face is on the money? Basically, who controls and owns the money?
Who
controls
that money? Yeah.
And he said, bring her under Caesar. They said Caesar owns the money. So he said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto the Most High, or your higher self, or the unification of the desire of the people to the people. And another thing, there's a movie Sean Connery played in, The Name of the Rose. They had the king and the pope standing at two columns, going back to Masons reading the secret societies. Them with eyes, let them see.
Right.
They were talking about who will control the people. Because everything goes back to the same thing. Sheeple people, if you govern yourself, 18 years old is the age of majority. That's when you're an adult. That's when you're supposed to govern and take control of your estate, right? So you're supposed to be your own doctor. You're supposed to be your own lawyer. You're supposed to be your own farmer. All of these things, you're supposed to govern these things yourself in maturity, right? Now, if you don't do these things, it's spoiling. Just like what you're talking about the 50s and the 60s. You told the woman, you separate yourself from this man, we'll give you money, We'll give you benefits, and we'll give you your own house. In most situations, man is not being who he's supposed to be in agreement with that relationship. Partly
right.
Because when we were prisoners of war, the woman got raped by, you know, the warden. I ain't going to call him a slave master because we're prisoners of war. We've been here. Right? She protected him. No, you stand there because if you don't, let him rape me. If you don't, he's going to kill you. He's going to kill our children. He's going to kill me. So part of the reason why most men aren't who they are designed to be is these same reasons. Women spoil it. That's another reason why if one woman won't give you what you want, you just go to another one. All of these things are the signs of why things are the way they are. Claude Anderson wrote a book, What We Could Do Collectively to Elevate Ourselves as a People so that we won't be fodder to society. We're the lowest of the low on the planet. We're the oldest beings on the planet. So why is that? It's not because we lost the war. No, we had to fall before the war because we had them 1,000 to 1, Europeans and the Ashkenazi, and most of them are mulattoes. There's so many things that we could take into consideration, but overall,
you said most of them were mulattoes. Now let's go with that vein for a minute now, because we had this talk about, it's just amazing you brought this into fruition. People have this thing with the Spanish flu, and many people don't realize that it didn't start in Spain. The one reason why they hated Spain because they didn't get in part of World War II. So the armies, which at that time Spain is heavily ran over by Morocco, Libya. Libya had a lot to do with it. Remember those the war with Arabia?
Now, can I ask you one question? Let me ask you two questions, Drybone. Two questions. Who were the ancient people? Us, right? What's one of the main things in martial arts that the Chinese use? It's called pugilism, which is the master of magic, mystery, and poisons.
Yeah.
The Japanese do the same thing. You go to Germany, which they call them the ghouls. What are the Germans doing even back then and to this day? Poisons and chemistry and high science. You go to the old towns in Germany, who are the statues in that town? They're all melanated people. They're more.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen
there you
it.
Go.
You've seen it. You've
everything
seen it. They got them all over their taverns in Germany and Switzerland and so forth. And brother mentioned it earlier. He said the Black Knights. I said, since y'all went there, we might go. He said the Black Knights. We go back to when these handshakes or these grips or these agreements was made, you're going to see complicity with many of the melanated people, especially those who were civilized. And one thing Faulkner said, you know, no one will – I put a clip up earlier today. He made a statement. He said there's a war because it's either war or we civilized people. He said ain't no nation got enough money for both. So we make the choices today from that same thing. So those wars that were mulattoes, and mulatto means an abstract of Negroid. I'm just using the term Negroid so we can keep it in perspective with
hybrid.
Caucasian or Caucasian or any other group, because you're going to get a different look. Look at the Chinese Jamaicans, everybody. A distinct look. Fine as hell, distinct look. You know, it's regular Chinese. Oh, when you see a chick, you say, she's Chinese Jamaican, or she's Indonesian. You know there's a mixture correlation. Now, these mulattoes, let's just take that part. You said these mulattoes of Spain, Cordoba, Salamanca, all these places, all these port cities were pretty much mulatto groups that was abstract for black and white people having sex.
It's funny y'all talking about that, because I don't know if anybody online been watching that Falcon and Winter Soldier series. The main villain is actually a mulatto, and basically the fight is over a group of super soldiers. It's about 20 of them, led by this little mulatto white girl. You can say that's Antifa, whatever. And I guess now the premise of the story is trying to shut them down, whatever. But if you go back to the beginning of the series, they were talking about how Captain America wasn't white. The first Captain America was originally black, and it was experimenting with the super serum.
Right. Now, again, because they show you this, I just want y'all to see the same thing.
They tell you the history story right in front of you.
They tell you to play. They just told you, okay, you know, the genetic pool starts from these people. And then we go. Now, anybody should be like, we have always said, what is the problem that us being first to be incarnated with ancient alien peoples from out of this world? Why is that a mystery? If our DNA is this powerful and everything they want, obviously it's a supercell in us. So if the supercell, and I hope y'all listen to what I'm saying, the supercell, which is the cell that, I think, what's that, sickle cell? You know, a sickle right. cell is only real attack on black genes with sickle cell. That name alone should make you look it up, sickle cell. Who's to say that was not perpetrated, being that the DNA ain't nothing new under the sun? We acting like this DNA thing is new. This DNA shit ain't new. They just show you DNA ain't new because they just made a monkey. A monkey just put in yes. human DNA and is born. Go ahead, 9927, if y'all ain't know that. Go look it up.
Dry Bones, I just want to say, look at the caduceus. The caduceus is the DNA strand, isn't it? And how old
yeah.
is the
caduceus? Absolutely. Absolutely. The caduceus cult.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
they
your
did
DNA.
The monkey tested. They did the, of course, they've always been working on crossbreeding humans with animals. So what they did was they crossbred this monkey with a human genetics. And this they've always been doing this. This is nothing new. They've always been trying to make it like the humans came from the monkeys, but that's not true at all. They're just trying to make what they trying to make is those trans.
Give me why it's not true, because I know it's hard to understand that, but in India they got monkeys that look human and with other monkeys in these statues. That's where the gorilla story came from a Black Panther, that we believed in the gorilla cult, which was, so I don't know. Why you think that? Tell me why not? Why should
the monkeys or the gorillas or just that species itself was already a genetic makeup, and the reason why we can communicate with them is because they were able to talk. That's probably why they made the move. Remember, we went through
this with
the
So they could talk, because
the movie.
I'm telling you that I've been hearing people say this stuff all the time, this comparison to the monkeys and all that, and I always say, okay, I used to think it was some type of racial thing, but if I go back to the DNA thing, why are the monkeys always used to experiment on? They one of the major animals, and rats
that look like man.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think
that everything is connected.
Let me just say this:
if the monkey is connected to our genetics, then and we're made up of all, every different type of genetic of this earth, plus the United Burst out there, whatever comes into this planet, we genetically, as you would say, or as they would say, mutate to it or adapt it. We're able to adapt to everything on this planet. Why are we the most used in for anything? From
we're
the
agent
point, we're dead. Why are we the most
okay.
used being
no,
on this planet
no,
for
I,
anything?
I like to get a,
because
I
want to
get all y'all opinion on that, what she just said, because she just seen it. We and her talked a couple of days ago about this experiment that they did with the DNA. And I'm thinking to myself now, let's just say man at that ancient time wanted to put his cells in animals. I mean, it had to come from somewhere. So let's just say we did it. We decided.
Can I say one more thing, Dry Bones? Please,
yeah, go ahead.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Just like what you're saying, you brought up Hindustan, right? If you look at the Bhagavad Gita, and the stories of the wars in heaven and on earth, and the story of the king, and he went to fight a battle. His youngest son was protecting the house because his mother went and took a bath. Anyway, the people who came to see the king to bring their armies together to assist them in the battle, the son wouldn't let him in because of his ego and his pride. But make a long story short, they didn't know he was the son of the king, so they cut his head off. The mother was in pain. And when the father came home, he got with his magic people, and they tried to find a head to put on the boy's body.
they used an elephant, and that's the deity Ganesha. Well, all I'm saying is, just like in Kemet, just like in some of these ancient people, they have these hybrids that are animals. What's his name? There's a metaphysician, a doctor. I can't remember his name right now, but my point is this. He shows pictures of alien beings from different solar systems and worlds. Who's to say it's true? Who's to say it's not? But my point is this. They have humanoid bodies, but one of them has the head of a bee. One of them looks like the Terminator. They look like different insects and animals on this planet as far as their heads. But their bodies are basically
wow.
human. They have hands. Yeah. I can't remember his name right now. Somebody will remember his name. He's a dark guy. He used to be in medicine. Mm-hmm. And now he does a lot of lectures, I guess, the last 15, 20 years. He's a dark-skinned brother. I think he's from North Carolina. Coming to me. But my point is this. Just like what everybody is speaking to, none of this stuff is brand new. But the reality is, just like in the Emerald Tablets, just like in the Bible, the angels of the Lord saw the people of the world or saw the women of the earth and saw that they were beautiful. So they invaded with them. There's giants on this planet. There's bones all over the place. Shaq might be considered an anomaly, but if you just Google giants or giant people, there's a dude in China, he's taller than Shaq, he don't play ball, but he wears like a size 30. You know, I mean, they call him freaks of nature, but that's basically
let's go there because you're actually mentioning like the movies we've been seeing, because I'm going to bring this into fruition, whatever, the mutants. Everything's a mutation in most of our sci-fi. So basically, that's not something that we should say can't happen, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that we just don't see, just by what you said about the Chinese man. Then you got the lady. You got
just like they saying this so-called damn virus is mutating. Yeah, right.
Right, right. But I'm saying, but you got people out there who are pure hairy, tribes that are friggin' hairy, and you know we don't have the same DNA that they may have had. Now this is why I say. The monkey thing that y'all talking about, the DNA changes, ain't nothing new under the sun. So why is it hard to believe that they could mutate and maybe at a future time, under a proper signal, they could create a hybrid race? Because obviously this is not new. So if it's not new, maybe it's considered the time. Now, let's take this premise right quick. I'm going to ask all y'all. I keep saying Henrietta Lacks. Now, if she had this DNA powerful, I'm sure they're looking for others. That's like her, you know. It's got to be that she can't be the only one. It's like got to be another one. So basically, this whole science thing is like an alien food fest, almost like the Twilight Zone, where they're feasting off our DNA, adrenochrome. I mean, all these extravagant body parts that can create a hybrid mutation. How should we take that when we actually are seeing this happening? And it's not just done by whites. It's done by like. The whole earth is trying to figure out a super soldier right now. I mean, a super soldier. They even got the Iron Man outfit out yet now.
That's right. They are. They're not playing. They really are. Everything that they put in the movies and or series or just anything out there to program you with is because they actually are doing it. They're not playing around. They're doing it. They are dealing with other beings from other worlds. Or other dimensions, or other realms, whichever you want to call it, or if you want to use the old Bible, angel, God—they're all soldiers. An angel ain't nothing but a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
A demon ain't nothing but a soldier.
And when we're talking about Aaron Hubbard, we can put Jack
war all the time. It's just, both of them are not good. There's no good and bad and nothing. It's just. It's like, you know, it's not really real.
No, okay.
Because y'all are
right.
Dealing with it.
And about Jack Parsons,
let
me Jack Parsons real quick.
Let him jump in. I'm trying to get everybody. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sis, bro. Wait, bro.
No, I said Jack Parsons real quick. Look, go back and pull up Jack Parsons and look at his picture. He looks just like Tony Stark. And his born name was Marvel Whiteside Parsons. Marvel Comics, that's your connection right there.
See? Again, I'm not stating the fact that that's why I say such, those of you who don't realize the amount of information that goes out on these programs that can be captured, y'all doing a magnificent job, because this conversation cannot practically happen inside most places. I mean, you lose people right after you say alien. You'll lose a person right after you say cloning. You'll lose a person right after you say the Bible ain't a Bible. It's an ancient alien book. You're going to lose them because they ain't been trained mentally.
You lose when you say CNN is fake news.
Oh,
I just was watching a video with this newscaster talking about the illegal aliens coming to America. I said, why is y'all calling these people over here illegal aliens? Y'all still calling them that? Or you know, and then she'll come back and say the immigrant. Like she knows she made a mistake saying illegal aliens coming over to America.
Wouldn't call Eddie Murphy that.
Look at what the sister just said, bro. That's all a scam and pirate move to get them drugs over here to take people in the country. As gentrification been going on for decades. So, and I watched one episode of this with the Puerto Ricans, Puerto Rico over there, where they said that the rich people were coming over there when they had that giant tsunami. Was coming over there buying up everything, saying that they was helping Puerto Rico by them coming over and invading taxes from America.
They want Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's part of the so-called 51 state plan with DC. It's a planned out agenda. The question for us is how it's
going to affect the people that actually were born there and lived there have to pay the taxes for the rich people. So the same thing.
That's the booty. Now, let me get this real. We got a half hour go for the top of the hour. So I want to thank everybody for who would join us last week and Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie, everybody, Brother Ray, Brother Kwame, all who come on. They did some. They got some shows on them programs. That I mean, Motown, great. We just had the Marvin Gaye. Doing a thing for Marvin Gaye. I mean, Detroit, y'all need to keep y'all power going, man. Y'all are a bastion of history for us for as far as the music scene. And a lot of bad, a lot of good, but a lot of stories to tell so we can grow from. So we're looking forward to having Kim Weston and all the rest of the Detroit family. And we're looking for you, my man, Brother Rod. We're looking for you for the poetry. We ain't heard from you yet about the poetry thing, so let's keep that going as well. But back to the program. Again, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to the top of the hour to get hot. This program is designed for everybody to put all the facts that you got, because we hear a lot of information. We wanted to make sure when you hear, get on this program, we got to keep it to you real. There's a lot of stuff we cannot go over. It's just too much. But we try to keep it concise where you can get past, present, and future events and understand. Why be afraid when there's nothing new in the sun? If this is to be. Now, let's go back to this DNA thing, because I told you. Most of these people have went around the earth. I think Brother Kwame, they did a whole genome program. He told you where to go look all this up. They did it. So the program's done. They did it. So they know, in the World Health Organization, though, which I'm putting them all together now, and all the people that's in these organizations, they black, they white. We even got this. Well, since when have you seen black people at the UN? Saying America, she the UN ambassador. I said, man, this is really staged up. I mean, we've been waiting to hear this type of stuff. Let's see what's going to happen. We are systemic. This is the UN. Now, this is an alien to me group that controls the whole thing. Anytime you can put Jesus as a dragon with a dragon head, they got Jesus on the World Vatican as a dragon. He's a serpent, an actual dragon. Behind the Pope, and this is what I'm saying, everybody. The Pope has just made a decree, y'all. Now I'm trying to explain this as civilized as precise. That the Pope made a decree. He just talked about everybody should be vaccinated. Y'all better look this up. This is the Pope.
Yep.
The Jesuit Pope.
Sure did.
Now the Jesuit Pope didn't even mention Jesus. I looked at the speech, and to the very end. The whole speech was based on a Nazi ideology, everybody. When I say Nazi ideology, y'all better realize something ain't right. When the Hitler, all them was in Egypt working with Ethiopia, Haile Selassie. Y'all acting like those wars in World War II, that black folks in Africa had nothing to do with it. Did you see the black folks in Africa with fezzes on shooting up people? Did y'all ever look at World War I and II for real? where they was in Africa and see that most of the Africans had on fezes that was on the side, I ain't want to tell you. Now, we got to start looking at stuff. How do we know that they did not give away? They said the order, they had to give away some land, some technology, let them go into these pyramids after they had this so-called war. That's when they really started digging crazy. And now they found some stuff, and they resurrected ISIS. Now, I know y'all want to hear, but they resurrected ISIS. Ain't no doubt about it. But they told America, you are the second Egypt. I'm talking all the crap. You the second Egypt. If you know the Bible story, it's I'll put you in ships again, and you will serve them in a strange land. Now, I don't know if America's strange or not to some people. But I do know that particular scripture got everybody keying in on America. And America is about to go through a hell of a transformation. Now, whether you live through it is going to be your own scale. I can't name who will live and who will die on this one. But the Nazis is alive and well. When the Pope can tell everybody to take this shot, and I got proof that this is made up, I'm going to read some of it right now. The same flu they call the Spanish flu with the same characteristics. It gave you highly contagious virus, attacked the respiratory system, infects persons who coughing, sneezing, and talk, respiratory elements transmitted into the air, and can be inhaled by anyone. Now, they've been wearing masks. This ain't the first time they wore masks. No, it's not the first time at all. Not the first time. And again, let's go back to where it started. It says in Madrid, 1918, Spanish Alfonso the 13th came down with a nasal virus. And since undergoing the media blackout, the Spanish news source assumed that the country was the place of origin. Ain't that the same? Ain't that the same thing? Everything is assumed another country put it in. And then you get to the real deal. And let me just say this to you so you know the Popism is involved with all this. It says that the researchers also conducted extensive studies on the remains of the victims of the pandemic, but yet to discover why the strand that ravaged the world in 1918 was so lethal. They couldn't even figure out like why. And then came this man. This man by the name of Heinrich Mueller. This is the grand master architect of the Gestapo. He's a CIA interrogator that was devastating the plague of the human history of man. He said it was man-made. This came out of his mouth. This is coming out of his mouth now. He said it was man-made. Mueller said that the flu started in a U.S. Army bacterial warfare weapon somehow infected the U.S. Army ranks at Camp Riley, Kansas, March 1st, and spread around the world. Then he goes on to say that influenza was diagnosed, cholera, typhoid, and xerxes, one of the most striking complexities of the hemorrhage or the mucous membrane, especially from the nose, stomach, and intestines, bleeding from the ears and hemorrhaging from the skin. This is all part of this so-called. Now, he goes into saying, I'm going to play this dude so you can hear how real this is, how deep this cat is. Goes on to say that the Nazis bacterial warfare conference in Berlin and another guy named General Walter Schubler, who was a medical corps of the German army, told Mueller that they spent 2 months in the U.S. conferring with the counterparts. I said, man, they came to the U.S., sat down. All of them had to notice, told them how it's called the double blow virus. This is what it's called. The so-called double blow virus was developed by using in World War 1914 war aimed at attacking the enemy. He said, according to Mueller, this comes out, quote, it got out of control. Instead of killing the Germans who had surrendered by then, it turned back on you and nearly everybody else. Gestapo chief, 1948, interrogating of Heinrich Mueller, stated that this was made as a weapon that was going to be used on them But because they have surrendered, they used it in the United States. I want y'all to hear from this man. This man is the high. They, when they went to go look for his body, that's going to show you how some of the movies we see about the Germans, they ain't far-fetched. These are real. This is real. This man's body cannot be found. This man's body was taken, supposedly, and was supposed to be buried in a Jewish grave. Now, y'all think about that. Why would he be buried in a Jewish grave? Y'all look him up, because this is the man, the mastermind, that told it all. They met, and they came to America, they claim. This is where it gets deep. They came to America. Y'all know that. But this particular one, he was running the thing. So when we talk about the so-called coronavirus and everything, you better think about who devised it and where it came from and wonder why the Pope is telling you, who was a Nazi himself, to take this shot.
Nearing the end of the Second World War, the situation in the entire European theater was chaotic. People went missing, never to be found again. Others purposefully disappeared. We've all probably heard of Nazis fleeing to Argentina to start a new life, or about Operation Paperclip, the secret program by the United States to recruit German scientists, engineers, and technicians. Now, it is a bit more likely that you haven't heard of the most senior Nazi that vanished in the wake of the Second World War, Heinrich Müller, also known as Gestapo Müller. Presumed to have committed suicide or killed during the final days of the Second World War, a series of events and KGB defectors in the 1960s suddenly caused much doubt on his fate. Born in München in Bavaria in 1900, Müller volunteered for the German army in 1917 during the last year of the First World War. He served as a pilot with distinction, earning the Iron Cross decoration. Following Germany's defeat in 1918, he joined the police force of München. The years of the Weimar Republic, as we probably know, were incredibly tumultuous, with violence from communists and right-wing extremists alike. The police were, in theory, supposed to maintain peace and order, but Bavarian police were notorious for collaborating with right-wing paramilitary organizations. Müller rapidly rose through the ranks as a competent and ambitious policeman. Because of police protocol, he could not join any ideological movement, and he wouldn't until after Hitler came to power. In 1929, Müller was promoted to Secretary of the Politische Polizei, a department of the Bavarian police that was solely responsible for combating communist organizations. Now, following Hitler's power grab in 1933 and him becoming Führer in 1934, Müller joined the Schutzstaffel, more commonly known as the SS. This elite force was the principal agency of security and surveillance within Nazi Germany. As you can imagine, a man such as Müller with adequate experience prosecuting communists was a valuable asset to the organization. The SS leadership recognized him for his efficiency, diligence, and dedication. After joining the SS, he transferred to Berlin, where he started working for the Geheime Staatspolizei, or Gestapo. The literal translation of this body was the secret state police. It had been created the year before under the supervision of Hermann Göring. In the next several years, the Gestapo would grow out to be one of the most efficient and dangerous intelligence organizations the world has ever seen. Müller quickly rose through the ranks of the Gestapo, although he only joined the NSDAP, Hitler's party, in 1938 because not being a member prevented him from rising as quickly as he wanted to through the ranks. Besides that, he also served as commander of the Sicherheitsdienst, which was the intelligence department of the SS. Now, as a member of the SS, Müller became the protégé of Reinhard Heydrich, the architect of the Holocaust and director of the Gestapo. In 1936, Müller was promoted to Chief of Operations of the Gestapo, and in 1939, when Heydrich became Director of the Reich Main Security Office, Müller succeeded him as Director of the Gestapo. As Director, Müller ensured the tracking down, arresting, and interrogation of enemies of the Nazi regime, which, well, as we know, consisted of everyone not fiercely dedicated to the Nazi ideology. One of the events he participated in was Kristallnacht in November 1938, the notorious pogrom against Jewish citizens throughout Germany by the Sturmabteilung paramilitary forces. Now, Within his capacity, Müller was a willing participant to many of the war crimes of the Nazis. He attended the Wannsee Conference, the meeting where the leaders of all administrative units of Nazi Germany discussed and started the final solution to the Jewish question, or the Holocaust. Müller was representative of the Gestapo. Adolf Eichmann, the man that was crucial for the logistical implementation of the Holocaust, was the direct subordinate of Müller. Throughout the war, Müller committed countless of war crimes against both Jews and other undesirables, as the Nazis called them. He also orchestrated one of the most successful counterintelligence operations during the war. The Rote Kapelle was a network of several resistance circles that fed information to Soviet agents. Making clever use of double agents, Müller ensured the Gestapo and Abwehr fed the Soviets disinformation. Eventually, Müller's Gestapo was instrumental in not just arresting large numbers of German resistance, but executing 143 of them. Throughout the Second World War, Müller remained a loyal and willing participant of the Nazi regime. During the final days of the war, with the Soviets approaching on the east, he was in the Führerbunker in Berlin, together with other high-ranking Nazi officials and Adolf Hitler himself. He was one of the most prominent Nazis the Allies wanted to capture and stand trial. Actually, to the degree the counterintelligence war room issued a memo to all US interrogators about the top five Nazi officials to look out for, with Müller on the list. The last sighting of Müller was on the 29th of April, one day before Hitler's suicide, after which there have been no concrete sightings of him. Documents reveal he refused to join a group of Nazi officials that wanted to break out of Berlin. There are rumors that he assumed a fake name and fled to Austria. Other rumors state that the United States recruited him. Although the United States recruited Nazi engineers through Operation Paperclip, it is less likely that they'd recruit a man like Müller. The Allied powers did look for him, though, but Heinrich Müller was such a common name in Germany that it didn't make tracking him down any easier. Now, actually, it was the reason Müller was called Gestapo Müller, to differentiate him from another SS general with the exact same name. Now, one of the most logical explanations for his disappearance would be that Müller simply died or committed suicide during the final days of the war, like so many others. And the general assumption was that he had died during the last days of the Third Reich. That was until 1963 when authorities opened his supposed grave, and it turned out that Müller's body wasn't in there. It wasn't a coincidence authorities opened a grave, and it had to do with some Cold War counterintelligence and KGB defectors that Müller came into the picture again. In 1961, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Golniewski, a Polish KGB agent, defected to the West. He provided names of many Soviet agents within Western intelligence apparatuses, but also claimed Müller was living in Moscow. The story goes that as the Red Army seized Berlin, Müller defected to the Soviets and they recruited him to their counterintelligence branch. Now,
this is where all your movies, and I'm going to let y'all jump in. I had to play that part so y'all can get the caprice. Captain America, y'all brought that up, same era. Wonder Woman, y'all brought that up, same era. Indiana Jones, looking for all the artifacts throughout Africa, same era. And then they bring them to America. Or to wherever, because they couldn't find him. That's how deep this is. But they said he and them plant on a final solution again. And being that you heard everybody today end up going to Germany, including Flexner, I'm telling you, the collaboration is so deep, we should never be able to miss it. They all went to these different schools. You jump in and look where we at today. We're under the same control mechanism that created these two foundations, these two pillars, and what we're going through right today is Flexner and Heinrich Müller. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, even with that, because they had the Nuremberg codes, and we hear about the Nuremberg trial, the American Medical Association, at the same time that Heinberg was doing that, they were doing malaria experiments in prisons. And when you go back and look at the Captain America, for them using him, giving him a shot, the first person they experimented in the new Falcon and the Snow Soldier is the showing of the brother Isaac, who they first did the experiment on. With
Isaiah Bradley, yep.
Right, and they brought him out in this movie because what they're getting ready to show is a black man, the brother's getting ready, the Falcon's getting ready to become the new Captain America. And what they did was, is because We were the experiment, just like the Tuskegee experiment. They were experimenting on blacks in Germany and the Jews. These were the experiments they were doing, because there's a book out about blacks in Germany and the ones that have been used, because this is what they were doing in creating the super race. And so this entertainment industry is putting history in our face to cover up what they're attempting to say that they have been doing to us through superheroes.
Now, you think I agree 100% on what you're saying about what they're doing. But is Captain America going? What's in the mind? And I got y'all mics over. What's in the mind if when they show us that Captain America is black? What type of psyche you think going to take over with the people? I mean, are we going to, I mean, how do you think they're going to react? Because they see, they don't care if it's a black. They got black
but what,
super
what
women. They got Flash.
At,
Flash is black.
Right.
I mean,
but what
I don't know.
Did,
I mean, what
did
we take by that?
Black Panther. What they saw that did Marvel, they have never seen a superhero. When they released Black Panther, that was one of the greatest wealth-making films for them and in this time. And so what
but
they're doing
but yeah, and we did,
and that's
we did a
when
program
the adrenaline rush out. That's when that adrenaline rush out where the black people get so excited. Who's ever eating off of us, okay, is really they know what they're doing.
Okay,
but
so
that's
really
what I was talking about.
And then you gotta understand these Nazis, aka, because Nazi means king in English. So they believe they're kings of our planet. So these monsters, because that's what I'm going to call them, have been experimenting on different devices, looking for technology. So they've been in the tech for a very long time. Don't think that they could take a person itself, take them out of their body and put them in somebody else's body. They've been experimenting with all kinds of technology. This stuff is not new. They know what they're doing. Cloning is not new. Uploading your brain is not new. All of this stuff that they're doing is not new. What they're doing is trying to reinvent it so that they can have that power, you know, and change. And they're actually changing our planet, our plane, our ship into a weapon. It's a weapon.
But
that's why.
But why do they call
us? They're constantly spraying these agents over us 24/7. We're constantly got, and then lie to you and tell you it's allergies when it's no such thing as an allergy. Okay, when the chemicals get on the grass, when they get on the plants, you know, and all that stuff, if you really look at it and smell it, it's out there. These Roundup, they spraying it in the air. I watch the trees turn black from the Roundup they spray in the air, and what it's doing to us, we get the flu-like symptoms. They call it C-19. I tell people they spray this stuff every day over our head. I mean, there's no color on this Nazism anymore. There is no color on it. It's something now where it's a program. It's a program. So everything is an experiment. Every bubble that they do, every department that they use is an experiment that they issue out on us, and it's constantly recycling.
Okay.
They want to see how far it's going to go.
Brother Kwame, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
What I was, what she's saying is correct, but what they call that country and what they named it is Germany. Germany. And what they're doing is, how can we put the germs on many other people on this planet? That is what their whole experimentation is, along with what the Americas is doing with it. Because even when you look at eugenics came from here and was given to Hitler when he read the book what's her name, put it out. Her name.
Yeah,
Margaret Springer. Right. But when she did this, she gave them that tool because they have, just like the institution, I'm talking about Ebony and Ivory, all of these institutions used us as experiments because this is what they're doing in researching.
I'm going to say us as human beings because, I mean, when I say when I look at how many people being, when I looked up this up and see how many doctors all over the earth are doing experiments on their own people, it's like I think it's going to be, we're at the top of the hour, like I told you. No matter how you think, the biggest cult on the earth is ISIS. ISIS, had a wonderful ceremony. And I tell everybody, don't hate the game, hate the player. Don't hate the player, don't hate the game. They put on an extravagant, unbelievable. Hold on. Unbelievable. And we ain't did it. You ain't did it. Nobody over here has done it. And you ain't got the money to do it. And so let's not even take the credit on any of this right now, because this was done without our denouncing. And whatever did it, whoever told them to do it, they did it. And this is the repercussions. That was the Song of Isis. Again, Mother Mary, Holy Mary of God, Shiva, all of that ends up still saying Isis.
Drive
Isis. Go right ahead.
Yeah, on that, on the fourth great, on the gem, that means the Great Egyptian Museum. That's what they were singing for, the opening of it and bringing forth the 22 coffins from the Cairo Museum.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed by an Irish woman and a Chinese man architect. How is it that we're putting our ancestors' remains in a designed building that was designed by a Chinese and a Irish woman that did that design for that? And what we're also looking at is that in them doing that, they've also discovered the lost city of gold, now bringing forth that those remains that are coming out, and also Queen Nefi and Queen Pharaoh Teti from the Sixth Dynasty. And they're getting ready to bring on exhibit tour Ramesses the First, which was part of that procession with Tutankhamun and Queen Tai and the other 22 coffins that were brought in of mummies that they have confiscated from the tombs in order to bring about the connection here, because they're bringing Ramesses to Houston. Is going to be brought here November.
I'll go see it. But I seen King Tut when they came, and I'm going to tell you, they didn't hide nothing about no black folks in that bad boy, only to the end when King Tut looked like Boy George. But other than it being in there, they showed you Nubia. They showed you all kind of stuff that was black. They had a leopard skin, all kind of I don't think there's any hiding of the fact they black to me. That's just
no, they're reawake. That's the reset. That's the resurrection. And what
I think even before this happened with the reset, how many of y'all seen them? If y'all been to any of these Egyptian artifact shows they have, those of you who even went to Egypt, I know many of you went to Kemet, because it's undeniable that the people is of the Negroid persuasion that they give. But I don't think the ancient people cared about color at all up until it came into a play of caste system, because basically the whole continent, Asia, all that, and anything between the Capricorn of Cancer and the Cancer, what we just said about tropics, it seemed like that's all equator hot stuff. So black folks cannot be even not thought about at that time. It's just impossible. But again, they still got power to dig up this stuff in the earth. I'm giving them homage that if they could bring that out to earth, ain't no telling what they got that we don't have no clue. Let's take that premise, everybody. These people are digging in earth, like he just said. I mean, if y'all didn't see this elaborate pageantry, it was just unbelievable. I mean, the money, the timing, COVID wasn't thought about at all, obviously, but no airplay. So that means that there's somebody is controlling the airwaves. And
You know who was instrumental in bringing that about when he was in office in June in 2009, I think it was.
Yeah, you said Barack.
Obama was the first president of the United States to ever visit the Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx. And
yeah,
he made an agreement with the Cairo Museum in order to help fund this exposition that is coming forth.
But then how we know Obama ain't part of that bloodline? That's my point. Obama is the bloodline of them. He ain't acting like he ain't doing nothing for the blacks. He's part of an agenda. That agenda don't have nothing to do with color, because Obama is black, and this is what universal income has been talked about.
When you look at,
I don't see where.
Medicine,
my point.
You're talking about the medical, and medical came from the first pharaoh.
Imhotep
was the first multi-genius doctor.
Yeah. And I agree.
And
but
so
again,
this is what the Hippocratical Oath and all of their teachings of
but
what they say Herodotus was.
We're going to go back to that familiar sound. I could go all day, you go all day. But that don't change where the evil came out of. The evil showed me that black folks was dying before white folks got to them. So that's not a... See, the thing is, we can't make it seem like this one group is fundamentally stopping everything on the planet Earth. It's a whole bunch of people in play with this. Just because our little measly 400 years that we want to give credence to does not exempt us from the millennials of nothing new under the sun. If the Egyptian was being found that they were using DNA to create these type of manifestations, I'm accepting it that, hey, this should have, if it came from us, did it got what out of control? Did it get out of control? Because somewhere now it's out of control, where it's used on the people. That this knowledge that they got, and they're not doing it by just white folks. Think about it. China is helping them. So I mean, if China's helping the Irish, I'm sure there's other black folks involved with this. I'm assuming there's other nations involved with that pageantry we've seen, because that was just phenomenal. And again, over here, it's the same thing, but you know, America won't show us the second Egypt. Is that by accident, everybody? The second Egypt never gets seen.
America did show us because they built the three Moody pyramids right on the same 29. You can draw a straight line to Giza with the three pyramids in Galveston.
I'm saying we ain't worshiping.
Those Americans, the first Egypt, America, the pyramids in America are older than the pyramids in Africa. You can Google it and find out. Suppose America is the first Egypt.
I've heard that same premise and say that and what about the ones in Central America that are supposed to be even more bigger base than the ones that's over in that part of the world? So if
they were the step pyramids, they were the step pyramids designed by Imhotep. He was the architect that designed the step pyramids, and as the civilization grew in the knowledge,
Dozier and them,
right?
But then, again, if the pyramids over here, let's take that premise, because I mean I've heard this debate. If there are pyramids here, and we know there's pyramids all the way in Mexico and Central America, so it's, obviously they're up here too. If this is the case, I mean, are we basically they say that we the second Egypt? That's on our dollar bill. It's obviously acknowledging that everything Egypt acknowledges. So if this is a second religion or a second manifestation of the second Egypt, are we going to fall like the first one? Because all the technology here, we got black people in power. We got everybody in power, basically. It's like everybody's here getting over. But yet the children of Israel, if we use that magnified story, supposed to be allegoric story of us, if that's the case, are we catching this because of our own, according to this Bible alien story, our own doing? Because it says you can't touch Cain. If you can't touch Cain and he the wicked one, then who gonna touch him?
But what you're seeing is the trial that they're having in Minnesota, and it's very significant for the geomancy that they're using. That's earth divination. Because Minnesota is the body of water, gives life to the Nile of the West because it comes from Lake Itasca,
the land of the
10,000 lakes. But it also was the land of 10,000 pyramids, 10,000 earth mounds, 12,000 earth mounds. And these are the parts in which we have to understand why they're doing what they're doing is because when you do things upon the earth, you send energy that affects everything on the earth.
Right. For a positive or a negative turn.
And out into the universe.
Y'all got stuff in Illinois. Y'all got stuff in Indiana. Y'all got stuff in Ohio. We got the Appalachians. I mean, we got a lot of that here. But, I mean, the concealment of masonry and the secret societies of the occult world in America has been, I mean, some people, I've read years ago that even Atlantis is considered part of America, or the island of Santorini. All these names that they gave to these places in the ancient times, I'm not taking away from none of that. But then there's a time frame saying that, hey, the earth is at a point in time now that they keep saying it's a cleansing. Now, is this cleansing for the good of the gods? Because it seems to have been going on for quite a long time. We have never, ever stopped the cleansing. Africa had, I think, Queen Khadila. She was the one who fought Islam. She was the one who came with the term scorched earth. Look her up, Queen Khadila, with a K. She was the one who took up the queen who fought Islam in Africa, or that part of Africa. She'll pop up. And she came up with these military concepts of scorched earth. How do we know that when the Europeans learned this type of stuff, which they claim that everybody tried to say they stole the knowledge, why shouldn't they use the same tactics if that was used by earlier groups?
But what we got to look at with the energies, because
I'm going to hear from everybody. You can go first, but if this knowledge was taken, and you can speak on, if it was taken by learning or stealing, whatever you want to call it, but they seen that this was what was being taught, and they said, well, hell, let's do it too. I'm trying to figure out because somebody had to teach these military techniques. They just come up out of the caribou sky of how to attack people, how to get people through espionage. And if I see that these black groups were first to use them, I'm going to use
and
them too.
And propaganda.
Right. I could use it too then. Why should we jump on one group because they use the same tactics of the ancients? I don't see how we going to make that sense when it comes
to that. Hey, Dry Bones, that's a good point, because this thing about what's been going on this whole month, All we've been dealing with is mass shootings, shootings, and police shootings. Indiana, Minnesota, right up Interstate 94. We just had a mass shooting in the FedEx in Indianapolis. And last month, what just happened up in Indianapolis again? You had the NCAA basketball tournament. And 2 days before that, you had that brother that shut up half of his baby mama's family because of the damn $1,400 stimulus
speed,
check.
Right?
That's an accident.
It's on warp speed. It's on warp speed. It's
now, hold on.
What, it was when Trump was in office. It's
but then what about their court calendar? How come their court calendar
it's
didn't even come to play? We told you that April the 19th. Then we just say at the show, mass murder. This on their calendar. We should be like, let me see their calendar. How many actually went to go see their calendar? Their calendar tells you what they're going to do. It's like, oh, we're going to kill kids, kidnap them. Look what's been getting killed. Kids. Now they
and
to
all
low,
this
they,
right before Easter. Look what they happened.
Yep.
More children missing.
Right.
Yes. A lot of females missing.
They told
missing.
You this in their book. What the calendar at? Calendar tells you. I said, well, man, if they got a calendar for killing, or they don't call it killing, sacrifice. They call it a cleansing. Now, if this is a purge or a cleansing, all they doing is going by the alien Bible book. Because all the alien Bible books said wipe everybody out. Ain't that what it said? That's what it said, right? It's in y'all books. Wipe everybody out.
Start over again. Recolonization. Recolonization, new utopia being built, new world order, new world, new heaven.
Hey, it's an alien Bible, I'm trying to tell y'all.
AI have been.
It's all the same thing.
But what we're getting here on this planet is a redusting. The sister was talking about the particles that they're dropping on us to cause the allergies. But the Earth, you can go on Bro Bible, and it's an article saying the Earth is getting 11,464,000 pounds heavier each year thanks to the what? Extraterrestrial dust. Those particles of meteorites and things that are falling from us from the heavens are coming here, and it is then landed on this is dusting this planet as we speak daily. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is we're getting cosmic dusting, and this energy
is changing.
They
don't want
the energy.
That to happen. They're blocking it.
They're attempting to block it, but that's what they're doing. But this
I don't
is
know
what
how,
we're
now,
getting.
We don't, now, look what y'all are saying. Now, who would think y'all would be having a conversation about able to block the Earth 15 to 20 years ago? Oh, yeah, really thought you were crazy now. But the truth of the matter is that it's been said that they're trying to block. Now, but volcanoes, I want y'all to know a volcano just erupted the other day in one of the islands in the cruise ship.
St. Vincent.
Right, St. Vincent. Now, did you see the amount of ash? This thing has not been awakened in thousands of years. They wouldn't even worry about it. They said it started smoking around Easter time.
Is that the same island where they said that when they was trying to get the people off of there, they said they was only going to take the people who've been vaccinated first. Is that the same island?
That's the same island. Correct.
Wow.
Same island. And the dust, y'all go to the St. Vincent, St. Kitts,
the other volcano that's erupted is still erupting is in where? Iceland.
I can't hear you.
I said the one that just erupted before that was in Iceland, which is still spewing lava out.
Check that out.
The Earth is letting out the energy from inner Earth.
Well, there you go. That's it. I agree. Now, if that's the energy they're giving out, then the Earth is now either on a diabolical plan to do its own, because they call her Mother Nature or whatever they want to call it. She might have birthing pains. It takes her, and maybe they know it's about that, because it's a funny reason they want to go in space now and have a hotel. Y'all didn't see the movie with Jodie Foster where a symbiote or whatever, they were in space on a Ferris wheel type living. I can't think of the name of the movie, but they actually are going to build a space hotel. Now, I know people say, oh, But it means a lot because whoever believes...
They're building it as we speak right now. They are building space hotels and all of that. But they're purposely
why would they
want
to do that if they don't... Something must be coming to the earth. Something got to be coming to the earth that they know. Like, Florida might be underwater in 15, so maybe they build it now.
The girl do that answer the door?
No, preparing
for... Intercept the car.
But what is Florida connected to? What is Florida connected to?
6'9", 280 pounds. Got the nerve to want cleavage.
But what the earth is connected to, especially Florida, is the Bermuda Triangle.
Spiritual being like you could handle some shit like that, Warfield.
And that ain't nothing but a portal in the water. The Bermuda Triangle, a portal in the water. We got portals all over
the planet. Right, it's part of the 144 grids. There are different portals and vortexes all over the planet.
You said 144, which is like, that's a magnet, that's a number. That's why I said the Bible must know they grids too, because it needs 144,000. They say these things that are telling you that they got these locations. Now, how do we know that these pyramids that was over here ain't the same pyramid construction? This was what's over here for something that was calling out now again. I want everybody who's listening, because we got up to 1 o'clock today, and I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been on the program.
Drop
appreciate
on.
That. Go ahead. I'm going to let you talk in a minute. But, Antoinette is coming on with a special show.
Right.
Yeah, yes. You go soon after Antoinette coming on with a special show. Be looking out for that. On this coming Wednesday, we got, I think, Brother Eddie and Brother Ray is supposed to join in. So give everybody a listen to on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, and if she has something, maybe some other nights. But on Sunday, it's us, the Helios Business Hour, so we join you. Thank you for joining us, and go ahead, make that point, and we're going to keep it moving.
Okay. Prime example, there's a pyramid in the Grand Canyon, right? You can even Google Kincaid's Mountain, but the interesting about that pyramid is it has Shiva in it, the destroyer. The thing that is destroyed gets to be rebuilt, and it also has the Chinese Buddha in it. Okay? That pyramid is thousands of years old, but overall, the pyramids in Kemet, I don't think they found any pyramids with these kind of collections of, say, different deities or different idols of worship. Mm-hmm. But the one here in the Americas, in the Grand Canyon, it has those statues in it. And they're so huge, they couldn't take them out of it, and that's why they're there to this day. So isn't that interesting? So you got the Chinese Buddha.
Yeah.
You got Shiva the Destroyer, and it's in the Americas. I really do believe that this, just like Horace Butler's book, When Rocks Cry Out, he emphasizes on how ancient, and even the 12 tribes of Israel is in America. They're from America. They weren't brought here. It ain't about Africa. It's about America. Why did the Europeans come here to try and bankrupt this place? Because this has probably always been the empire. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, let's be honest. They had to do trading with them. It had to be some type of exchange of wealth. Otherwise, you wouldn't come. It was something told to those, let's just take, for instance, I don't, the era you want to go in, but let's say, for instance, the era that you claim, that we all claim to be before this so-called colonization, they had to have the knowledge to come over here, and the earth ain't even the same way it is today. So it got these different things that happen that people don't want to talk about because it's all connected. So if they were making pyramids all around that area, it's not funny that Shiva is in there, because they got statues of pyramid-looking buildings as well. Timbuktu on the west coast of Africa got a whole different culture. Same type of pyramid. Same type of going point to the sky, stone to the stars. Let's take that premise and say it's universal, because that's it gets crazy. It's universal because every culture got the same friggin' story of a flood, the same friggin' story of something falling down from the heavens. So if this is the case, and y'all just said yourself, Brother Kwame said, it makes sense, because I see a meteor just came through the skies of Florida. We got to see it on our own news. It was like unbelievable. I said, damn, I didn't even know it happened. So meteorites are falling all over the earth. Let's be honest. We don't know this until they tell us. They have no choice, because they're so devastating when they hit. They say, oh, we better warn the people, because even the rich could be killed off through alien debris.
Was it a meteorite or was it debris?
They have refused to say. They even gave another hypothesis where they said it could have been a Chinese drone. They trying to say it could have been a Chinese drone, but they did leave the door open that it was space debris as well, but they didn't want to, I guess, didn't clear. But whatever hit the earth, according to some people, and now this is different fractions of a cult. I listen to a lot of people. I listen to those who believe space is the way to go as well, way heavy in a lot of ways, because they come with some things you say, if space debris hits the earth, who's to say it cannot mutate to something of another level?
Thank you. Do you remember when they got that rock from Mars and there was life on the rock? It was the size of a pebble, but it had microorganisms.
It had micro. Thank you. I'm glad you said thank you. Thank you. That has been said. Now, I would never have known if it wasn't for y'all sending all the information and talking on these programs that I said, wait a minute, let me. Because sometimes you have to scratch your head and say, is that true? And you go look it up and say, God damn. Freak. I mean, who would think that the microbe is flying through? Think about what the microbe is made of. It can go through the atmosphere of almost 4 to 8 layers of toxic air before it even gets to our breathing air. And then it's almost unbelievable unless you train your mind to say sci-fi is real. Because
the Superman stories
Thank
and stuff
you.
Like that.
Thank you. I'm glad
right,
you brought
you
that
look
up.
At the the movie Prometheus. It showed you when they came here, and then he dropped himself into the waters there at the falls, and his DNA was put into the water. And so what we're looking at is water has memory and consciousness. And if you putting a genetic code into water, that means you're coding everybody that uses or connected to that water.
And breathe the air. And breathe the air on the planet.
I would never go against something of that. That was just too deep. That's too deep to debate that. That's real. Again, the water, like you just said, now, maybe that's why, like y'all just said it. All these things are happening around purified water basins because the Finger Lakes, the Great Lakes, that I'm from that area, the Thousand Lakes, the 10,000 Lakes of Minnesota, the Mississippi. Now, notice a lot of heavy warfare of people. Michigan about to go back into COVID-19 protocol. Watch and see. There's only 4 states, everybody. That's why I say America.
Yeah, that governor giving them the flux, man.
Which one?
What's her name? Gretchen?
Gretchen. Well, does she not look like, I hate to say this, but she looked like she could be part of the Gestapo. See, I put that tape on to let you know that the Gestapo over here, they look different. They look clean cut, like y'all say, like public enemies say. KK put on suits. Yes, that's a real reality. They did put on suits, no doubt about it. So did Scientology put on now sweaters, and so does tech people put on flip-flops. So, you know, it's all happening at the same time of this so-called control mechanism. Now, what if these Nazi regimes, and I love the movie Get Out. For me, that's one of the movies I will say he did a good job. The other ones, I don't know. I can't. They just crazed out. But that one, Get Out, showed eugenics at its best. So eugenicists come in all kind of, mainly from that practitioner of cutting out your eyes. Remember, he wanted eyes, and somebody wanted a better brain, so they took his brain out to put in this. You know, they had all the way. Now, y'all said it. Look how far advanced this has become, because I'm sure that Jordan Peele, who married to a white woman, I'm sure her family had initiated him. He's not going to get a movie deal without being initiated like that. So let's just take that. He's seeing what we don't see. See, when you get higher up, you get to see what, you know, you only go so far. If you got to go way in to get seen. So you go way in and you see that, there is a cult that will pay for body parts. To the black market, which is the pirate market. And there is a cult that will take kids and rape them through the dark web. There is a cult. And see, the thing about all this cult shit, you in the cult too, because cult is cultivate. That's all cult means, cultivate. And you got a culture that's being cultivated. That's why you say I'm African American, I'm Caribbean. That's a culture. It has nothing to do with your color. It's a culture. And you're cultivated by your entities. They told you the entities come in magnitudes of 8 arms or more, which is octopussy. And y'all seen the same. See, Heinrich Mueller is Octopussy. That's in the movie, the new one they had. See, he's the one that you don't see. That's why they said his gray. See,
and
I'm
also
giving
one of the last James Bond movies, Spectre.
There you go, he's Spectre.
And the symbol was an octopus.
Thank you, man. See, they told you everything you heard today is what's been said to you through the whole millennial now. They go to the schools. They got Carnegie to help. They got everybody to help. The question is, you don't want to talk about your participation. But that's where you ain't going to get it. See, our participation is vital. Now, whether it be from force or through a handshake is the question. We already know about the force part. I can go all day with what they forced us to do. See, the scary part is showing where the handshake took place. See, when you find out where the handshake was took place at, then you find out how you've been, what, brother? What you be saying? Double-crossed? And see, when you double-crossed, boy, oh boy.
Who do the most sign language? Who do the most?
I'm in the sign language. When you double-crossed, where you end up going to? The Red Cross.
Special
you go to the Red Cross.
Around here. Who do the most? We do. Black people do. We know how to make symbolism. We know how to use handshakes. We know how to, we give our everything away. That's what, well, hey. We say it's taken, but I think
let's be real.
Give it away.
I've been saying, let's be real today. Facts do matter on this program. I mean, I know what white folks have done. But see, I'm trying to get you to go to the next level. Like, where did the handshake take place? How does certain niggas, see, they want you to get mad at the word nigger. That's a magic word, y'all. The real word is, what, necros? I'm saying that, is that a fact? Ain't it necro? Necros, the walking dead from Latin. The word nigger come from, or nigra. You know, come on. Come on, y'all. It's time. It's time to wake up. They haven't told you was the walking dead in the word nigger. Some of y'all want to say nigger. Some of y'all want to say
niggers with attitude, huh?
Yeah, y'all want to say nigger. We don't have the noggers. Now, the noggers end up, let's go real. I'm going to let y'all jump in. We got I got to make a hard point for y'all for a foundation here because y'all rough. Nigger will take me into India. Once I get to India, I see a bunch of black folks. So what am I supposed to say about that? Bunch of them, darker than my black ass. So I'm talking about, then they fine as hell, and they fucking do a Kama Sutra program. Now, I'm supposed to get mad at that now? Now, Shiva got a good component, and she got a bad component. Let's not make Shiva all evil. She's not all evil. It's like Isis. Isis ain't all good. Isis evil, too. So I'm trying to figure out, are we really playing into the hands of this group to believe that everything they believe is not from, it's all from us. They told you to your face. So why do we still worship them? That's the question you better ask yourself and your family. You're worshiping a group who uses you as worship. Think about that one.
Wow.
They use you as worship. But you telling me I got to keep defending myself for what? I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, time out. Where the handshake come from where they are now? Where they get to do this in secret at? Somebody say, you can worship us. I think that's I'm going to give it out, but y'all look it up.
They also did it in the treaty. However, yeah. They double-crossed the treaty.
That's my point. Now, a treaty could be done. Let's be honest, y'all. A treaty was done through verbal because your word was your bond back in them days. It wasn't the word was the bond for many of the so-called treaties based on ancient principle. It got into writing later on. But actually the writing, and some was done through sex courts because you had to have sex with the indigenous woman. Ain't that why Lot wanted to give his daughters up?
Mm.
Is that the story? Some people want to act like the Native Americans didn't say have sex with my kids as a treaty. See, now I know you'd be lying then because I could look this up through the Jesuit protocols of when they first got here. They told you everything that the native did. They said, they're so friendly. The women are such
They're all binding spells. All binding spells.
Yeah. They spells, but let's be honest. Where and what taught people to use what the Bible called espionage because ain't that what the 12 tribes of them did? They all went in through espionage. They said, hold tight. And we'll go in through the secret back door. And that's in your own Bibles that y'all got a belief system in. Everybody on here got some Bible belief in them. That's why it's DNA. The Bible ain't number DNA. And it's all this. Atone. The DNA of Isis. Genesis. First book you read is Genosis. Isis genes. Which Isis means a lot of things to different cults. So I'm just giving it to you how it is. It's not a one thing beats all. It's not Walmart, everybody. It's not one price for all.
and you're goddamn you're cool. Right. Because the most used word in the Bible, in King James Version, most all Bibles, is the most used word 28,935 times is the word and. And when you put and in a mirror as a reflection, it says A-N-D or D-N-A.
Yep. Yep. And you also, second, the First Nations of the Bible, for those of you always debating about the Bible being black, I mean, it's self-explanatory. It's in Genesis 9. They say it encompassed the whole river of Ethiopia. Ethiopia should have been a clue to y'all, those of you who are into the crab. I mean, anybody who knows 2-9 should have known that something ain't right with the geographical locations and why am I in this location. But that's because Jesuit training of all systems given to them. Y'all acting like they just took it. No, man. They ain't just take it. The Jesuits just didn't take it. How a little punk-ass army in Switzerland can beat some of the biggest armies in the world? You know how many people India and China could kill off and still be way more than Germany?
Hey, didn't Wakanda just get the UN access to all their technology and stuff with vibranium in the Black Panther movie? That's another clue right there.
There you go. That was it right there. Thank you. They told you in the movie at the end. They made you want to get up and leave, but if you was the type to get up and go right away, you would have missed that part. They waited till the credits came on and it came back on. Am I making that up?
And nope. And Marvel did that with all their movies. Because really, the end credit scenes really give you a clip that what's going to be going on for the next movie and the next phases and stuff like that, the Marvel movie.
Right.
The clues are all up in there, bro.
Let's go there. Because you hit it on the nose, bro. And I got the clip set up for what you just said. Didn't even know. Now, if your boy who died, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to go, Ma Rainey, I've seen Ma Rainey. The real Ma Rainey, do not watch that movie. You can watch it if you want to, but the real Ma Rainey on YouTube is over 2 hours. Ma Rainey was jamming. She wasn't just a drug addict all day long. You know, the way that movie was set up was very vicious. It looked like they killed, I don't even want to go there. That movie was very, every time we win something, it's so depressing. It got to be the most depressing thing ever. You know, they don't never show that Louis Armstrong and all them was with her and all the greats. They only want to show this bullshit with the lesbian part and leaving her husband and all that bullshit. But nonetheless, I digress.
Bones, you know they got to keep their agenda going.
The agenda real. But anyway, to keep it going, all this stuff going on, just think about how they showing us in these movies about what y'all just said, what's to come, all the DNA changing. They got movies now with the aliens coming back. They got movies on everything. The biggest movie now, if y'all want to watch what's coming, is Songbird. Now, that movie there is where we best think about. Keep your minds on that because I just want you to realize many of you are going to be caught up just like I am.
I have to give that movie a 4 because it wasn't all of that. Like, you know, I thought it was expected to be. And basically, it ain't nothing but them recolonizing and mixing up people with people that might be sick. They're still killing off people. The same old stuff.
Right,
and then they had the immune. Those that was immune was free. But that's not true. Those that are immune are not free. Because now, in this world today, if you're immune, that means you ain't free. Because guess what? You ain't got the car.
Remember, they had to have a car. Now, that's just the newest one of a bunch.
Because
of,
you didn't take the shot. Wow.
They took the shot. That's what the whole movie's about. That they were trying to fight off. Now, the fact that it came out during this coronavirus, the many movies that came out, the psyche of the people being what I consider a zombie, and that my man Papa Doc, y'all didn't see that video. I love that one he did, Papa Doc, at Thanks, Brother G. if you don't see that, okay, y'all not taking it. I'm assuming many of you on this line are not taking it. That's just for the sake of that. But don't you know it just broke the Hippocratic Oath? That's what I wanted to see if any of y'all was going to say that. See, the Hippocratic Oath is I do not tell or do harm against my what? My patient. By you telling your medical record shows you the Hippocratic Oath is gone. It's gone.
They're trying to eliminate the Constitution. Hey, dry bones, why do you think they want to put chips in everybody?
Right.
You're no longer private if you have chips. Anybody that has a scanner could read your ancestry, could do your credit score, you know
everything.
What I'm saying? Use your, right. your no, trust but account, what social security number.
But what you're saying is
basically
hack
you.
What they're doing is they're coding people because
same
everybody
thing,
has a
coding
DNA code.
Same
and
same
what
same
they're doing
same.
Is they're taking your DNA code
it's
and
same,
once
yeah.
they have that, they have ownership.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as the microchip. It's the same. The microchip is a coding. It's the same. Y'all say the same thing, so I'm glad y'all saying it. It's a coding. Let's just keep it coding. It's your code, your DNA code. So basically, by them saying that, now we already, many of us on here are close, but we have, because just by being in the system through the computer puts us in, the only difference is we have not taken that other step where it's like a full-fledged, because unfortunately, and this is where facts matter, they got everybody in the web because we have to communicate. Now, is this web bad or good? I don't know, because some people say, are we the widow's son? I'm just going to put that out there. So if we the widow's son, are they setting us out? The question would be for everybody, we can't go without these phones. You know you can't. You can't go without your banking is already changed. If you get any type of funds and still got money, cash coming to you, that means you probably ain't got direct deposit. Or that's the way to look at it. And so basically a lot of this what we're talking about, including church, is gone. Church is gone. Anybody believe that their church is the same, you got to be joking. Or the mosque.
Church
the mosque,
is
any of these
anyway.
Groups, I'm just giving an example of what have changed so
dude,
much that
church is
not
their profit. They profiting every day.
the funeral home is profiting every day. The funeral homes are the richest group. The funeral homes are the richest group
the
of blacks. I'm just giving y'all what they say. The funeral homes are our richest group. That's a fact. And so, because death don't stop. Because the MDs, and I want y'all to tell me, many of y'all got family members. Y'all know they took the shots. Y'all know all this going on. That's why I say, once you got this line, does not stop the reality of that you're still living through this. So the facts show that they are going to unleash a second wave. According to what y'all said and what y'all and what we said, the question I'm asking all y'all, are we going to have to be scared of these members of our lives that may end up being euthanized? That's the term, euthanized at a very
from the shot.
Strategic way. Now, this is where we're going to come to grips with, because there's going to be, I see it now. Now, the coming of the black and Latino explosion is only because they want to take shots. That's it. That's it.
But what they're looking at is harvesting, and what they're doing
yeah.
is harvesting, because you said the funeral people, the morticians, and the pathologists are the two main sources that are making bank. Because a pathologist has to take, if a young man gets shot, he knows he has to do an autopsy, and he knows what organs are good and what organs aren't good, and he
yes.
can put them on the market.
Yes, yes, yes.
Going back to the morticians again. The
morticians
bones,
are the one that dress the body, but the pathologist is the one who does the autopsy when you come into the morgue. They take
right.
out all of your parts. And they say
yeah, but you know,
what
hold on,
is good and what
and
is not. What
and,
is marketable
and the more,
and
what
is...
Hold on.
And that's when they stump you with that. They
mortician, the mortician and the morgue are working together because the more hot...
Thank
the,
you.
The more, they hide it. They had it here. They had it here where the funeral home...
Now, who they harvesting body parts for, y'all? Who they harvesting body parts for?
Now, I'm glad somebody shouted that out. I just
blame it
to
on the pink people.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out now, the question that you just asked is the technology that's out there, the technology that's
so
out there to take your body, to take your body parts now, that we take it for granted. I could take a body part and harvested into another means that we are adaptable beings. Let me go to 9857.
Right, because the two ways that they're getting us as a people, what is the biggest thing that's in the black community is Planned Parenthood. When you get that aborted fetus, you have the most powerful stem cells that are coming out of black women.
But he went to the black church first, though. He went to the black church. He went to Abyssinia Baptist Church, Clayton Adam Powell Church up in Abyssinia, New York. Went there. He gave him her carte blanche. So again, where the handshake took place? Clayton Adam Powell.
Right.
You had eugenics. Hold on. Let me get some more calls. 95.7. You've been holding for a long time. Go ahead. 98.57.
Hey, what's up, brother? Just interesting conversation.
Go ahead.
It's been busy, man. Heavy topic, brother. I just wanted to see where does it all correlate in terms of the direction where we're heading, where they're moving the masses from the currency to the cryptocurrency explosion right now. I guess the money game is in play as well, but the connection to these any manipulatory beings that are moving in the shadows, because I think recently they released another series of videos of extraterrestrials that they couldn't explain, which is unusual.
Right.
So, and that's what I was pondering. Let's put that question out there. You know, I think at some point now we got to kind of find out what's the real agenda. I mean, they're going into a different phase.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Definitely, I agree with the AI. Yeah.
Hello, somebody, come on. Could y'all put yourself on mute? If y'all got that type of noise going on, please. I don't mind.
I think you were saying AI, right?
Yeah, AI. Okay, somebody say AI. I mean, again, that is the agenda. I can't even tell you that's not the agenda. That's the AI is definitely agenda. But I'm gonna answer something that I found out through this Canadian thing. It says that they're going to collapse the dollar. They said the Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. I hope y'all know Bernie Madoff just died. It says, it just came out right after that. It said Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme growing up because of new money, much of the printing press coming in, and it will go down when the money printing ends, which seems to be around the corner. It says the rate of the bond market is really what the Fed is losing control of, and that's the last thing they want, is that the world powers want it. But the Fed is dying. It says China is only the second country and the first major economy to officially launch a blockchain version of its own currency, according to Bloomberg. And it's called, and here we go, you thought it was over here. It says, according to Bloomberg, the sand dollar of the Bahamas Central Bank launched last year is already being accepted in stores in the capital of Nassau. It's already started. So,
But Dry Bones, what do you put in a crypt?
Hey, a cold.
A body. Because when you go to a cemetery, you have crypts that you put bodies in.
But it's a body. Your body is crypt. They're going to use you as a crypto script. So when we bankrupt everybody, and this goes for everybody, so they're going to bankrupt everybody, this particular group that y'all don't want to believe y'all being fed to. Because unfortunately, the amount of food that they are withholding back, I told you Soul in Green was a movie with Charlton Heston, everybody. Now, for the first time, Whoppers are coming up with 2-for-1. You can get either one. A big-ass Whopper. You know, I know y'all, everybody eats somewhere, I'm sure. Kids, whatever. Y'all ain't feeding the kids good food every damn day. Y'all feed them something on who listening on there. So if y'all feed them this food,
shit,
then all
Burger
sudden,
King
hybrid.
Doing it, Wendy's, McDonald's, they all doing that now. 2-for-1. 5-for-5.
It's hybrid food. Now, I'm telling you straight up, it's hard to stop because it's everywhere, but the food cannot be the same. It's, you know how much food that we consume on a regular basis? Now, where are we getting the meat? Now, Central America, our farmers, y'all black folks know y'all ain't farming no more. Y'all should stop that lie immediately. The real farmers that are using people to farm are in Central America. They're coming to America. Black folks, you were only farming for a few 300 years, and you gave it up to be on Jet Magazine and make music. So that's
they fell for the bamboozle. They fell for the trick.
That's what happened. You gave all your land up to go to Motown and be You gave up huge acres of land. Huge.
Yeah. And not to mention the overall social collapse, even the dreams of the youth, for example. You know, at one point, a lot of us wanted to be rappers, and even into the late age, but now you look at the condition that they're in right now. We're losing them back-to-back as well. Some of them are even, they're not even crossing 50 years old now. So you have a coalition of many things happening.
DMX, Black Rob.
Yeah, I think also that it's a curtailing that's happening skillfully, very, very intelligently taking place. And I think the vaccines itself is, I guess, the driving mechanism. I guess once they get enough of us or enough of those nanobots or whatever inside of us, they can pretty much press that reset button much faster, you know?
There you go. That's what I wanted to say. I'm glad y'all came.
Or you become a cyborg, killing machine.
Thank you. The reset button. Now, everybody know, this is the first time we ever see all our celebrities are wholeheartedly pushing a vaccine. I've never seen so many. I'm like, damn. I mean, Shaq, you name it, it's on there talking about get safe vaccination. I mean, they got the basketball player. My point is, when do we wake up and say, wait a minute? I don't realize why I'm listening to LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or
That's what I was saying earlier. Everybody's not going to wake up. That's the reality we need to deal with. It could be your mama, daddy, wife, girlfriend, baby mama, grandparents. They ain't going to wake up. So you got to keep it moving.
Yeah, you got
to
keep
going back to the age of majority again. See, everything really goes back to that foundation, bro. Everything goes back to that foundation. And again, anytime you sign a piece of paper with a job or for a career, you become part of that particular machine. So think about it.
Contract.
Michael Jackson, Prince, Sam Cooke, any of them. Any of those individuals that want to do their thing in somebody else's industry that's controlled by somebody else who don't look like us any damn way. You got to do
it's
their dance. If you don't, they kill you. Yeah,
it's
they kill your ass.
It's a contract. So let's base it. Now, I'm not saying y'all, because I'm going into where I know, even when I'm a, since for instance, if I go out to a sporting event that's in a bar, you got a lot of people who do not want to wear this mask in Florida. And they in the bar, I'm cool as hell with it. But I'll tell you like this. There are elements of what is coming that's going to make us have to answer, do we want to live this way, regardless of the white man or anything, because it's going to be a coming time where they're going to say, whoever y'all are, just use your own mindset in your own life. You can't come into the grocery store unless you show us that. Now, this is becoming what we're fighting as far as corporate raiders. This is why this shit about the pirates ain't taken lightly by me. Galactic pirates are definitely in the mix, because guess what? Anybody going to tell me the UN made a galactic federation, then we get warp speed, the acceleration of these things. And as soon as they brought up warp speed, which is why Trump, I'm going to tell you right now, Trump had to go. They're going to kill him. If you look what's going on now.
And don't forget Space Force.
Yeah, they showed you that after he left, they finally started telling you slowly, he was doing this, it was right, he was doing that, could have been, but the troops coming back from Afghanistan. But that what he didn't tell you, though, under his regime, the troops might have came to Afghanistan to fight the border, but guess what they're going to use the troops now, y'all? Y'all remember, y'all heard it from King David and all this other the concentration camp shit is not off. I told you, the Nazis don't took over. I don't know how to say it no more. They're in here at high level.
FEMA.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. FEMA is already prepared. It's already a go. Why do you think they showing these kids coming in? They set these kids up to be cyborgs. You don't know what they doing to them. You have no idea. You can only go by the news. Unless you go to the spot and do some research or go hands-on. But let's just take it that they ain't treating them the way you think they should.
Right. And that's King Alpha Plan and Jade Hill.
Yes, thank you. There you go. King Alpha Plan. Now, the King Alpha Plan, here's how crazy this is, though. You know about the King Alpha Plan. Gil Scott Heron know about the King Alpha Plan. Our parents heard the King Alpha Plan. Everybody, the civil rights parents, heard the King Alpha Plan. But yet, we the face of the King Alpha Plan. How does that work? We the face of it.
Blackface.
Blackface, thank you. Now, y'all say that's not a ritual. It is a ritual. The blackface ritual is when they want, when they knew who we was here first. That's why they do it all the year round in those countries, the blackface festival. But here's the problem. The blackface must have signed and did a handshake somewhere, because the blackface, I'm going to name some of the blackfaces that, if you listen to this dude, Claiborne from Carolina. Have you heard this man? I used to have respect. I said, my God, this dude sounds like a crazy. I mean, I'm not trying to make him crazy, but just think about what he's saying. We haven't gotten nothing from this so-called agreement of a handshake. And y'all jobs are all in jeopardy. Everybody who gets a check is in jeopardy, because right now they're going to come up with a plan to say, oh, in order for you to keep working, you know, if they go to the next phase. Now, it's already happened in Canada. That's what I'm going with here. I want y'all to know Canada's at that phase, everybody. I got the report. They gave me a whole bunch. They already at the phase. The phase that the Army going to be used for here in America is, this what it says, deployment of military personnel to major metropolitan areas as well as major roadways to establish travel checkpoints. Restrict travel.
Hey, let me throw something up. Let me add on something that real quick. Now, depending on what happens, the outcome of these trials or these shootings, that could be excuse to implement those troops in here, because it's going to throw the whole cities in chaos. Only if the people participate.
Thank
if
you.
If the people don't respond to the propaganda, we good. If they do, it's a wrap.
Now, hold on.
But what did they show you when the COVID first came out? Didn't they stop people from New York and all the northern part of the states coming down to Florida? They stopped them at the airport. You could not come into a state from another state because of when they implemented the virus.
Yeah,
and they were showing you how they were putting this court, they're putting it in plan to see what it worked.
In the beginning,
but look at the environment now. They're telling the population against the police.
Hold on. Tell me. I heard somebody say they turned the population against the police. Now, I want y'all to know something.
Yes, right.
I'm not making this up. Y'all been on the program many times. We did RoboCop. I want y'all to know the program for RoboCop, if y'all don't look up stock or something, the police dog is ready. That's number one. They got that dog ready. They got the RoboCop. He looks like a R2-D2 right now, but they're going to bring out the other one. I read this to the magazines. I go on Geek Magazine just to see what they're saying. They are going, the Skeletor suit is going to be used as a special force. Now, it's going to be used on us, but the robot, once we hate the police the way we going, the robot concept is going to flush in, and they're going to make billions to trillions of dollars on bringing in robot security guards to guard Walmart so nobody gets shot by accident. So if the robot shoots you, you cannot sue, just like you cannot sue to take the vaccine.
They already experimented with the drone robots, with the dogs. They've been experimenting with them, you know, chasing down people rather than price factors or not.
That's right.
We don't know if they're acting out things, because remember, they got hired. Crisis actors. That's the key thing that we keep forgetting, that crisis actors are running the White House. Crisis actors are everywhere. Everywhere. They're nothing but, what are they? Assassins. They're all programmed. If they're actors, they're programmed. So they're programmed to do things. So if they're testing out their weapons, they're going to send in these crisis actors so that they can get this tested out right away.
Now, let's ask the question. All the mass shootings. Let's go there, because this is what you're going to be dealing with for the next couple of weeks. These mass shootings and these things that are happening in your region, just remember, both these people already have a miss. Look at the young dude. Did you see the young guy that did the shooting at the wall at the FedEx? I mean, my goodness, man. He looked like Wally Cleaver and the Beaver hanging a friend. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, dude. If that dude don't look like the Cleaver and friends, I said, my goodness.
Sleeper cell.
Yeah. I said, did you see this dude?
Yeah.
Now, how can a dude?
Yeah, that's the intelligence of it. Yeah. That's the intelligence of trying to make it look like it's a routine or a normal event, or not really normal in the sense of the killing, but that it's a human event. But this is much more intelligently driven.
Right.
But they're masking it to make it look like this guy look like a regular dude, you know, but we don't know.
Right.
Man, sure is dead, dude. And that's where they're going. They're moving fast.
I'm glad y'all think that way, because it's hard to tell people that there's such thing as a Manchurian, even though some of our greatest actors played the Manchurian candidate how many times? I think Frank Sinatra was one of them. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how that don't compute that, you know, when we talk to a family, I mean, many of y'all say, but if you talk to anybody, it could be a coworker, it could be somebody you meet, a female friend. You could meet female friends today, and they're oblivious, or male friends that y'all might have, females might have, they are oblivious to anything you're talking about. So basically, it's a catch-21 when you meet a person to figure out a directional contact of talking about this type of
thing. And it's sad, and it was sad when not all women, just some of the women, no disrespect to none of the women, whatever, but the ones here, I talked and deal with, all they worried about is getting that check. They got to eat. They're not focused on nothing else and going to work. That's their world. So sometimes people like that, you just got to leave them there.
Guaranteed income. Guaranteed income is a human, let's be honest, y'all, they're using human elements of our five senses. Everybody want to feel like I got a guarantee, whatever. If I was I'm going to take it to a lower level. I'm sure the best drug addict in the world, I wish I had a guaranteed amount of cocaine. I don't know what he would do for that. Let's just take a look. Who knows what a sex person would say? I wish I had a guaranteed.
Hey, Bones. Hey, Bones. When we all viewed Obama and his speech to Africa, when he spoke about universal income, universal income is here. I was looking at Larry Kudlow on the channel where economics or whatever. And he was saying the kind of percentage that they're using now and that we see with this so-called stimulus, you know, the logic of it, and people are using it, well, damn, I'm making more than I'm getting it at work or being unemployed. I'm getting more than I'm getting from a unemployment
right.
check.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the mathematics that they did upon it, it still goes back to universal income as far as this so-called stimulus, because, you know, it's hard to get jobs now. We all know that. But the mathematics of what they're doing now with these so-called stimulus, it's a spell, but it's also actuality. You're in a socialism state.
It's playing on the five senses. They know we need shelter. They know we need food. They know we need clothing. These are five cents. The first day I told you, when I seen Walmart was packed, when they got them checks, and I'm down here in South Florida, so we got all kind of ethnic groups getting big checks, and they got big families. Man, they was rolling. Walmart was smiling from ear to ear. So I'm saying that these groups that are doing this now, that y'all saying that is creating this chaos, I mean, many of you won't. You think you're not going to fall into, I'm just keeping our minds alert militarily and physically and spiritually. You at spiritual warfare, so you're going to be battling no matter what, if it's on a small scale or a heavy-duty scale. Whatever the scale is going to be, hopefully it's right. Hopefully you can carry your scale.
Who manufactures most of the items that are sold in Walmart? You pick up a clothing
China.
That's who they pay in.
So, again, I do a lot of shots, but see, I'm gonna tell you about that, and y'all tell me. I wouldn't have a problem with the Chinese people but you know, when you think about people's wealth, I got to do the factual balance on what we get paid a lot more. That's why I always say this, and I'm gonna stand by fact. We the highest paid slave that come out of slavery. We the highest paid in the world. There's no other slave subgroup able to accomplish what we in America has accomplished from coming out of this 300-year slavery. All I can say for us is, if you look at the other slavery, Chinese people are under a regiment, just like you heard the dude from Russia. Remember, communism, the same groups. They said they had a bunch of right-wing groups. They're going to let these right-to-left-wing groups come into power, and you're going to make a choice somehow that this will survive in your own neighborhood. Or whatever y'all choose, that's y'all area. But just think about what it said. It said they're going to diversely start taking the police out. They were saying the police can do nothing in Germany. Same thing to here. They're going to cut the police person's hands
off. Defund the police.
Now, I want to know, Kennesaw, Georgia, hope you're listening. I know Georgia listening. Kennesaw, y'all been told by your own mayor, y'all supposed to get weapons? I said, man, they trying to wake y'all up. They saying, y'all better get weapons. Did you hear about that, Brother Kwame? The Kennesaw, Georgia are telling their citizens to get permits and handguns and protect. I said, man, I'm saying that's outrageous.
There's so been some other states out west, too. The governors have now signed these bills that you don't need no concealed carry permits, whatever, to get a weapon. And I said, oh, something's about to happen.
Now, that's my point.
Yeah,
y'all, I'm glad y'all alert. I'm just alerting y'all that when y'all hear this type of talk, let's get ready to understand what they're trying to tell you, because it ain't going to happen overnight, but just prepare yourself undercover.
Going down.
In cover, because I'm telling
Drop
you.
On.
Go ahead.
You know, I heard that the senators here in the Carolinas, where I am, are striving to make all people of the state the militia. So if you're part of the militia, they can't take your guns regardless of what the government say, because you're basically the free-range army. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? Mm. You're basically military.
Now,
so
the thing
if everybody
I'm telling you, yeah, I agree. I'm telling you, go along. Yeah, finish. What you going to say?
No, but I'm just saying, if everybody in that state is basically part of that militia going back to the damn 1700s, then you're the soldiers. So
That's
if
right.
anything pop off in your country, good, bad, or indifferent, the people are
now,
organized
this is
to protect
why,
themselves.
Yeah, now, this is why I tell people now, I want y'all to understand, we always say why we got to go back. Well, we do got to go back sometimes to see, because what these laws of militia, they come out the very foundation of this republic. So whatever we don't think about because we think, that's what they go in the law. Anytime you can go to court and they speaking Latin and going by some Latin law that many of you, not on this call, but you know what I'm talking about. But mainly that most people go to jail, they know the law real good. They be knowing. One thing you want to know about getting out, talk to somebody, been there a few times, and God, you be like, okay, I'm supposed to put a corpus. They know. So my point that the old cannot be taken lightly is because we don't like to talk about it a lot. So just keep that thought that there is a lot of history in that ancient stuff and between now, and because they go by that today, still to this day. They still go by that stuff. And what you said about a militia, black people, which I don't understand why we can't figure this out, but the first gun laws were for us. Just look up Clarence Thomas and his oracle when he did his first, you have to write a sequility or some bullshit, and they write it up, and, you know, everybody goes by his thoughts for whatever he's going to do in the future. But he said that us having guns was put so we could protect ourselves during that time period. And I said to myself, let me go check it out. And you know what? The group that gives the guns back the most is us. What other group gives back their weapons?
Well, Walmart gift card.
Thank you. And here you find out the facts is the whole gun laws were put in place so we could have protected ourselves. Now, I ain't going to tell you what group put it in because y'all might go crazy, but just realize that. You know, it wasn't like we wasn't told we could have guns. Now, something down the line, these stories of us always surrendering gives us the martyr story. Every black did not surrender. There is a whole bunch of counties in America that fought white folks off. See, I'm looking for that. Part of history. See, I already know about the ones y'all burnt up to death. We know that. Make you cry, make you feel hopeless. But when you hear about South Carolina, when they was shooting back, first to fight, when you hear about the shit when motherfuckers white folks said, we ain't going over there, we just do business. It's all through the whole history. But somehow, you only want to hear the history of us being martyrs. And that comes from we had Draco Law. See, Draco Law make you feel worthless. self-worth. No worth at all. Always got to prove your worth, your worthiness, because you under a totalitarian regime who worships the same star systems you do. Why are they successful in almost implementing their plan? And what does it take in y'all estimation? Well, we got time. I'm going to hear from all y'all. What estimation does a calamity got to take place that will knock out? Because I'm going to tell you, I've seen a show, and I'm going to let y'all go. On Christianity, I watched some of their prophecy, and the dude said that the America was going to be taken out by as quick as a storm, and he used the analogy of the electropulse weapons that could take out your system. And I said, man, can you imagine them frying that over our heads and don't have to touch nobody? Just the magnetic pulse will shut down our grid like they did in Texas. Now, imagine.
Shut you down if you got that chip.
Oh, it could be even a chip could be involved. It could shoot the magnetic chip over you without doing nothing to the system and have you all sensitized, because they say the biggest warfare for us today, it won't be conventional like y'all are thinking. It's going to be a magnetic pulse. EMT, what is it, magnetic pulse weapons? I think Brother Wester always talk about it. That's why the cell phone towers, the cell phone, they ain't got to do nothing to us, dude. They're not going to come in with no army. All that, when it gets down to when it get down, when it's all set up, because the reset ain't all the way connected, America is the last resistor of the total reset. How many of y'all really knew that? It's America. Anybody got nobody else?
I agree.
Right,
I agree.
Right.
And what we're in is basically the Civil War reenacted 2.0. Remember when Biden said Jim Eagle, whatever, 2.0? Actually, you know, in my heart, when I look at the whole thing, is we're reenacting this a Civil War, but this Civil War is definitely do or die, which is going to take us in another realm, because the previous one was about economics, it's economics, advancement, power, more power, ideologies, and when we look at the in-house versus the outhouse, or Sambo versus Tom, you know, we're seeing it all over again. You look at these people and you be like, man, what are you guys not seeing? Are you that hypnotized where you can't see this shit?
Now this is where we get together. Hold on. Now y'all, I'm gonna say this as professionally as possible. But no, the reason why we call it the dry bone connection, because see, haven't you heard that everything is in a network? A network. I'm not going to see what you see, and you ain't going to be able to see what I see. But through intelligence, see, that's what they're scared of.